following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Okada, touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU versus Baylor. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the BYU Cougars put their two-game winning streak on the line as they host the Baylor Bears. Now, the Cougars enter tonight's matchup with quite a bit of confidence, and they should, after another impressive win, this time beating the Cincinnati Bearcats 80-52. The victory improved BYU's record to 13-6 on the season. They're now back to 500 in conference play at 4-4 in the Big 12. Now, BYU led by 5 at halftime, but for the second game in a row, came out of the locker room and just took the game over. The Cougars outscored the Bearcats 52-29 in the second half. It was an absolutely dominating performance in the second half. BYU also followed up a really good shooting performance at Colorado with another really good shooting performance against Cincy. The Cougars finished the game 57% from the field. They were 63% from three, by the way, making 15 of 24 threes, and they were 82% from the line. Richie Saunders led BYU with 21 points, but to me, the story was the play of Yegor Demon. We all know his scoring numbers have been down since coming back from his injury. He took a big step forward with 15 points to go along with 7 assists and 5 rebounds. It was great to see the shot falling for him. But no time to relax, though. In town tonight is a Baylor team that, like BYU, has also won 2 straight games. The Bears beat K-State and Utah last week and enter tonight's game at 13-6 and 5-3 in Big 12 play. Baylor has 5 players scoring in double figures, led by Norchad Omir's 15.4 points per game. One other note about Omir, he's the nation's active leader in career rebounds, double-doubles, and rebounding average. He's pulling down 10.2 boards per game. Plus, don't forget, the highly touted freshman VJ Edgecombe is second in the team in scoring at 14.2. So if you talk about, you know, obviously with BYU, we're focused on Yegor Demon and all of the attention that Yegor gets and all the lottery talk and all that. With Edgecombe and Yegor, tonight's game will feature 2 players projected to go top 10 in the upcoming NBA draft. Needless to say, I would certainly expect there to be a lot of NBA scouts paying attention to this one tonight. This is an excellent rebounding team, speaking of Baylor, and they are excellent in the turnover margin. So something to pay attention to tonight as you're listening or watching the game. After winning the last 2 games and getting back to 500 in Big 12 play, you'd have to imagine that there's a much better vibe with the Cougars. I asked Dawson Baker how much better things feel right now.
Yeah, I think we're just eager to get another one. I think we found some things that are working for us and continue to ride that momentum, but we're excited about it, but definitely focus on the task at hand.
What are some of those things that over the last couple of games have started to come together for you guys?
I think we just moved the ball a lot quicker, played .5 basketball, shared it well, definitely was shooting a lot better, and that always solves a lot of problems of basketball. Some of these things come together. Defensively, we've been locked into assignments and shutting down people, and so that's been big for us.
Has it been something that's changed from a schematical standpoint, or is it something that where, and it seems like this happens a lot, it's just better execution at what you guys had always been talking about doing?
Yeah, I don't think there were big changes that needed to be had. We were right over the hump right there. We had a lot of close games. We knew we were going to eventually break that rock and turn the corner on that. And so I don't think there's anything major that we've changed. Just doing better of the same old that we have been doing, and it's been working for us.
You have provided such a nice spark coming off the bench, and I know that when we've talked previously, and you said, you know, this is a new role, this is something that you were getting used to coming off the bench, but you really have provided what this team has needed with that second unit. How are you adjusting to that as the season continues?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a good rhythm right now. and kind of know what to expect when I'm coming in. No matter who I'm playing with, I can fit in many lineups and just make something happen out there. And so I've had fun enjoying that role right now.
What has, and I realize that last year, you know, most of it you had to kind of watch from afar, but what has this been like for you going through this Big 12 schedule so far?
It's been fun. It's exciting. Every game is important, and it's at-need game. And so it's fun to just match up against these guys, see where we stand, and how we respond to some of these guys. And so it's been really fun.
Your thoughts on Trevin Nell and how he's playing so far this year? He just walked by the way.
Trevin Nell is just shooting the lights out of it. It's fun to watch every game. Every time he shoots it, you just expect it to go in. It's a fun thing to watch.
Are you a little surprised he didn't stick around to hear your answer?
That's okay. I think he knows deep down what I believe about him.
Oh, you guys are that. Who, by the way, who are you closest to? Who are you tightest with on the roster?
I don't know. There's a lot of guys that we're super close with. I don't think there's one in particular. There's a lot of guys that it's fun to be on the road and be around these guys and enjoy their company.
What do you guys do as a team? Because I know sometimes there are team activities when you go on the road, obviously at home too. But what do you guys like to do as a team to kind of bond?
On the road, we like to bring the Switch and play Super Smash Bros. It's kind of a fun thing that we do on the road, kind of just kind of messing around with each other. It's just a simple thing, just like when we're eating at the table, hanging around, talking about whatever, and that's just kind of the fun part about college basketball.
The next opponent is the Baylor Bears. Like you, they have also won two games in a row. I think both you and Baylor kind of look at this game as a nice barometer game to see really where you guys are. What are your thoughts on this Baylor team that comes in after they beaten Utah the other night?
Yeah, they got some dudes. They got some athleticism on their side. And it's going to be exciting to see them here to play another game in Utah in the altitude and see how we can match what we did the other night and just continue to capitalize and stack days together. And so it'll be a fun matchup to see for sure.
Rebounding is always something I know you guys focus on, but Baylor is a very good rebounding team. One of the other things in doing my prep for this team, they're one of the best teams in terms of turnover margin. What are some of the things that you guys really need to pay attention to?
Yeah, with rebounding, it's as simple as just hitting your guy and going winning the ball. And that's something that, and there's a lot of good rebounding, offensive rebounding teams in the conference. And so you kind of get used to that every night. You just got to expect those are going to be the focus, the game within the game is just rebounding. And as far as, what was the second part?
Well, just they're one of the best in the turnover margin.
Right. Yeah, I think just playing our game, you know, not letting them, they like to have teams play ISO ball. And as long as we share the ball and play together and do what we have been doing and get out in transition, we'll be fine. And we can't let their defense dictate what we want to do offensively.
Dawson, appreciate the time as always. Good luck against the Bears.
Thank you.
All right, I want to go back to something that Dawson had mentioned. He mentioned that on the road they like to get the Switch out, play a little Super Smash Bros. I was told that of all of the players, Dawson is the one that usually ends up coming out on top. That did not come from Dawson. You may think it was Dawson telling me that. That came from somebody else. So I think if the lesson to be learned is anything, it's if Dawson Baker wants to play you in Super Smash Bros., probably say no because he's apparently really, really good at it. And I appreciate him taking a few minutes. He's joined us a couple of times on the pregame show, and I greatly appreciate his insight into the team and certainly into this matchup tonight against the Baylor Bears. Right, coming up next, we'll head next door to the Marriott Center. Our courtside conversation with Mark Durant coming your way right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Getting you ready for the Cougars and the Bears. It's time for our courtside conversation with the great Mark Durant, who joins us live from the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats at the Marriott Center. Hi, Mark. How's your Tuesday treating you?
Mr. Shepherd, I'm doing fantastically and getting ready for a big one. This will be a fun one. I always like it when Baylor's in town. BYU's playing well. Baylor looking good, looking better. This is a big one.
It is a big one, and this is one that I've been looking forward to for a couple of days. Ever since the Cincinnati game went in the books and it was officially time to look ahead to this game, there are so many things about this game that should be exciting. And I said this in the interview with Dawson in the last segment. This, I really believe, is going to – it's one of those barometer games, I think. This, we're going to find out for both of these teams, if we're being honest, because Baylor has not been the team – They've had some ups and downs as well. They're not playing as consistent as I'm sure Coach Drew would want them to be playing right now. So I think this is a barometer game for both teams. And when both teams have that type of mindset, you're usually in for a pretty good game.
Yeah, the similarities between the teams are eerie. I think both teams had a little higher expectations, but have struggled. They've struggled to beat really good teams. And they've struggled a little bit in conference, but both are coming off two wins in a row and looking to kind of break through and kind of get back in the top half, top quarter of the conference. And so this will go a long way for either team who wins this. They'll have a three-game win streak. They'll kind of righted the ship a little bit in conference and be playing with confidence. And these teams, both good offensive teams, very similar in what they like to do. This Baylor team has a lot of weapons, a lot of scorers. This will be a real challenge for BYU's defense, who's been better of late, but this will probably be their biggest challenge in a long time.
Have you heard about the reported news of which very prominent celebrity will be in attendance tonight? Have you seen or heard about this?
No, but...
And I'm not talking, about you, Connor? And Greg. I'm not talking about you and Greg.
Is it Conor McGregor? I know he's at the game last night.
Yes, and, Conor McGregor. Okay. I'm going to give credit where credit is due because I've not seen this anywhere else. Jake Hatch from the KSL Sports Zone tweeted out that he confirmed that Conor McGregor is going to be at the BYU game tonight. So he was at the Jazz game last night, and Conor McGregor is going to be – here's what I'm asking you. Don't get in a fight with Conor McGregor tonight, please.
Oh, man. Can you imagine how badly that would go for me? I mean, that would be scary. But I learned a long time ago to be really nice to the tough guys.
Yes.
And get them on your side. I'll leave it at that.
It's going to be pretty cool. I trust Jake. He said he's confirmed it, so I'm going to assume that we're going to see Conor McGregor at the game tonight. But that's you talk about a someone that is known worldwide. That's going to be pretty cool to have him in attendance tonight.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he's scouting for one of the NBA teams. I know we're having a lot of scouts. They're an NBA team in Ireland or something. But we got a lot of scouts here. There's some really nice young players. Baylor has really two really good freshmen, and obviously BYU's got their share. So not only will Connor be here, but a lot of NBA scouts. And there's been a lot of celebrity sightings so far this year. I think this is a hot ticket. This is a fun team to watch, and it's the place to be.
Okay, so let's talk about BYU's player that a lot of the scouts are going to show up for and have all season long, and that's Yegor. How nice was it to see Yegor come out and play the way he did? To me, that was such a confidence-building performance from him.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought one of his best games. He seems to be coming into form. He seems to be a lot more confident. And even if he would have missed the threes, because that's kind of been the biggest knock, is he hasn't been able to hit the threes. He's making better decisions. He's shooting good shots that will have a higher percent for him to have success and go in, but he's not settling. He's, getting to the rim. He's getting in the paint. That's where he's at his best, passing the ball, when he breaks down that defense and finding shooters and had a beautiful alley-oop to Kay Bakeda. I mean, he just seems to be playing, Jason, very confidently, and that's the key for him. And if you're confident and you're aggressive, everything will kind of take care of itself and the threes will start going. If you're not thinking about that, then and it just happens naturally, that's when you shoot your best. And he seems to be really picking up. And no, it's no coincidence that because in the games that he's played really well, BYU as a team has played well, and they've looked fantastic this past week, and hope to continue that. A big part of that will be if Yegor can continue his fine play.
Back-to-back games now, BYU's come out in the second half and took the game over. What are you seeing? Is it an adjustment thing that they're making so somewhat schematically? What's the difference coming out of the locker room, do you think, right now over the last couple of games?
Well, as you know, Jason, intimately, that the the second half of life is much more productive than the first half.
Well said.
You're well into that second half. And
yeah, you don't need to say well into, but that's
look
fine.
Look how impressive you're doing. but, you know, there's, you know, it's hard to put your finger on that other than, you know, both teams are coming out really hard and there's, you know, a lot going on in that those first 20 minutes. And then I think the sign of a mature team, whatever sport it is how you do a finishing, and that's second half. What kind of adjustments do you make? How what have you learned? And being able to settle in and not get rattled and to do all the things that it takes. You know, I think that's a nice approach, and you'll notice really good teams will do that. They'll, you know, a team will be kind of in the game for a half, and you're thinking, oh wow, this might be trouble for this really good team, but then it's a 20-point win in the end. And that, you know, BYU certainly hasn't been there a lot this year, but certainly the last, you know, couple games, they're trending in that direction, and I hope to see more of that.
All right, let's talk about Baylor before we wrap things up. This is a team I mentioned, very good rebounding team. What's your biggest, I won't say concern, but what stands out to you most when you look at this Baylor team and how BYU matches up and vice versa?
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult scout. Like, BYU's a difficult scout because there's a lot of scoring weapons. I mentioned the freshman and Norchaz, good player. I mean, they've got, but you mentioned the rebounding. I think that'll be a key. You know, BYU last year in this matchup out-rebounded the Bears 16-7 and were 20-4 in second chance points in this building. And I don't know if they can do that this year, but I think rebounding, offensive rebounding will be big. And sometimes it's almost nice, Jason, to not have kind of a premier scorer that you're trying to stop, a superstar that you're trying to stop. And you can just kind of play your principles defensively. You got to guard all five guys. You can't just guard one. And sometimes that's easier on a team to play defense. And I like the zone from BYU a lot in the last game. I think they're getting better at that, so they're not giving up so many open shots. But it causes a lot of problems. They got a lot of length and quickness out front with Yegor and Cannon and Mawut out front of that. It's just a difficult look that teams don't see a lot. And if you can find a way to really get good at it and not give up a lot of threes, it can be super effective.
All right, Mark, remember, if anybody comes up to you tonight and asks you if you would like to participate in anything involving an octagon, you say no.
Yeah, that's good advice always, Jason. See, that's that second half. You wouldn't have known that in your first 40
no,
years.
No, that is not. Wow. All right. Well, it's probably true. Mark, thank you so much. Great stuff as always, and we will look forward to hearing you and Greg coming up in just a few minutes.
See you later, my friend. Thanks.
There we go. The great Mark Durant. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get you some scores from elsewhere in the Big 12 and in top 25 college hoops. That's all coming up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Jason Shepherd.
Getting closer to the big game over at the Marriott Center tonight as the Cougars host the Baylor Bears. But Cougars and Bears, not the only Big 12 teams in action. Only one other game has tipped off in the conference. It is in Lawrence, Kansas, number 11, Kansas hosting UCF. You'll remember the Jayhawks coming off that double overtime loss to Houston just a couple of days ago. And right now, in a bit of a battle with UCF, right now the Knights have a one-point lead over the Jayhawks. It's still very early, 11:15 to go in the first half. But UCF leading Kansas 25-24 in the first half. Elsewhere, tonight, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, just over the Rocky Mountains in Boulder, the Colorado Buffaloes will be hosting Arizona State. And then your late game tonight at 8 o'clock, just north of us in Salt Lake City, Cincinnati taking on the University of Utah. We will update all of those games throughout the night. There is some top 25 action going on. Number 15, St. John's on the road at Georgetown, and Georgetown's in trouble with 2:46 left. They're down 62-41. St. John's firmly in control of that game. Number 12, Kentucky, leading by 8 at number 8, Tennessee, 50-42 in favor of the Wildcats. Second half action in Louisville. The 21st-ranked Cardinals leading Wake Forest 60-31. Number 7, Michigan State on top of Minnesota, 13-6 still in the first half. Later on tonight, two other games in the top 25. Number 9, Marquette at Butler. That game tips off in about 5 minutes. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, Mountain Time, number 13, Texas A&M hosting the Oklahoma Sooners. All right, coming up next, back over to the Marriott Center for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Wrubell live from the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. We welcome you back courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, as tonight the BYU Cougars play for their first ever three-game win streak in Big 12 play. Tonight's opponent, the Baylor Bears, also looking for a third consecutive conference win. The two teams have the same record on the season and are separated by only a single game in the league standings. A win for BYU would be its best of the season and the first Quad 1 win for the Cougs, who are 0-3 in Quad 1 currently and could really use a resume booster with February just around the corner. I'm your play-by-play broadcaster, Greg Wrubell. With me courtside is my broadcast partner for the last 28 seasons, the former Cougar hoopster Mark Durant. Mark, if the Cougars are going to get back on the right side of the NCAA tournament bubble, it's about time for BYU to make a move, and the Cougs look poised to do so. Back-to-back league wins by 16 on the road and then 28 at home, but those were against teams with a combined league record of 2-14. Now come the Baylor Bears. Not league leaders, but in the top 30 in both net and KenPom. This would be a statement win of sorts for a BYU team playing some very good basketball right now.
Yeah, I think this is a great chance for BYU. I think this game for both of these teams is a big deal. I think whoever wins this game is going to assert themselves as a contender in the league, maybe a top 5-6 type team in the league. And this would be a big step for both teams. But you're right, BYU needs kind of some resume wins. And the crazy thing is, as good as Baylor is, this is one of the more winnable games the rest of the way in conference play. So you got to get wins where you can. You're at home against a team that has struggled a little bit this year, and this is a great chance to get a big win and start stacking those wins together and get a winning mindset, because the road gets a lot steeper, and this team needs all the confidence and playing good basketball and moving forward and getting wins that they can get if they're talking about competing in this conference and going to the NCAA tournament.
Those are the first pregame thoughts of Mark Durant. We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
For the only time in this Big 12 regular season, BYU and Baylor. These two programs splitting a pair of meetings last year, with each team winning on its home floor. This evening's game, the 13th all-time meeting, series tied at 6. BYU 6-2, though, against the Bears here in Provo. Tonight's game capping a two-game home set for the Cougs. Baylor are playing the second of consecutive games in the Beehive State. Bears had no trouble with Utah on Saturday in Salt Lake City. And Baylor is the Big 12's best away team over the last six seasons. Baylor has gone 32-16 in conference road games over the last 6 years. Time now for my pregame interview with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, with both BYU and Baylor coming off of back-to-back wins, Coach Young talks about playing a marquee matchup between two teams in the top tier of the Big 12.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a good team, good coach, you know, storied program. It'll be good, you know, atmosphere out there. I know our guys are ready to continue to build on, you know, what we've done here over the last couple games.
What jumps out at you about the Bears?
You know, athleticism, you know, got some dynamic guards, which get a lot of attention. But, you know, Omir is a man down there. You know, he's interesting because he doesn't jump off the page with his athleticism. He just kind of has that old man strength that can kind of move you around, get through his spots, and just be super efficient. You know, big, strong guy. I think he's, you know, leads the country in active double-doubles or some stat like that. But, yeah, he's a really good player. So I think, again, because their guards, you know, are kind of the headliners, he probably gets lost. But for us, it's a big point of emphasis.
They only played seven guys in Salt Lake City on Saturday.
Yep. So they're, you know, I think the injuries obviously are part of it. But, you know, I think a lot of the what I'm seeing in the college game is a lot of the, you know, top-tier teams only have about an eight-man rotation anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't think they're losing sleep over it. For us, it just, we want to double down on our pace. You know, we want to play fast, hopefully wear them down. I thought we wore Cincinnati down by the end.
Yep.
I think that's why some of these second halves have gone our way. I think, you know, our style of play over a 40-minute game can wear teams out.
Yeah, Baylor is a slower tempo team. Their efficiency comes not so much from shooting lights out as much as it does taking care of the ball and offensive rebounding.
I say it all the time. It's a math equation. You know, they balance the ledger by, you know, not coughing it up, and then they go get it, you know, and so that's what puts them over the top in terms of the efficiency piece, and they get more cracks at us. So, you know, ball security, you know, for us is always important. Against these guys, it'll be important. And then, you know, we got to rebound the basketball. You know, they got multiple guys that go get it, so we'll have to do a job there so that we can kind of keep that possession battle, you know, somewhat even.
You're coming off two great games and two particularly outstanding second halves of games.
We are. You know, I think that kind of speaks to our style of play, can wear teams down. It shows, mm-hmm. you know, it's reared its head, you know, in the second halves in both of those games. You know, would like to come out and not, you know, not have to wait till the second half. But, you know, it's a good team, you know, so they're going to, you know, it's going to be a tight game, I'm sure. We hope that we can you know, to play our brand of basketball and then not let their switching defenses. I think I've seen that with other teams. They kind of try to throw you off with a lot of switching defenses. You know, we want to play our brand of basketball regardless of what their scheme is, and I think our guys are locked in on that.
Before the last game, you said the key to getting on a roll is just making sure you take care of the game in front of you. If you do that, it's a three-game win streak in league play, and that'd be incredibly valuable for you.
It would be. You know, our group's been really good. You know, this is a group of young men that hasn't gotten too high, hasn't gotten too low, you know, and they've just showed up every day and just worked. And I think that hasn't changed in the last couple of days. I see a level of focus that's heightened, and these guys know what time it is.
Coach, good luck on this one. We'll talk to you postgame. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs against Baylor tonight.
Now, Baylor's a great offensive rebounding team, so I think BYU needs to out-rebound on the offensive boards and second chance points. They needed to beat Baylor. They did that last year in a huge way, and that was a big part of that win for BYU last year. And the next thing, I just don't want a guy from Baylor to get hot. And I think if no one on their team makes more than 2 3-pointers, that's a good sign. I think the way that BYU gets beat is if one of those guys gets hot and goes off on a little bit run and gets BYU in trouble.
Those remarks, keys to the game, very well. We take a break and remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next. Live from the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back courtside at the Marriott Center, where tonight it's the BYU Cougars looking to go above 500 in conference play and win a third straight Big 12 game for the first time since joining the league last season. BYU 10-1 at home this season. The Baylor Bears come calling with a 2-4 record in away games. Both wins, though, came in conference play at Arizona State and at Utah. It's a quad one game for both teams tonight. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Jason Shepard, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors tonight, Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and James Finlayson, BYU Radio Engineering, coordinated by Barry Squires. Well, not only is tonight's game a quad one opportunity for BYU, the next five games and eight of the next nine are all quad one games for the Cougars. We talked earlier about BYU needing to make a move to get back on the right side of the NCAA tournament bracket bubble, and the Big 12 gives you plenty of chances to make that kind of move, Mark. February, simply going to be a massive month for Kevin Young's team.
A lot of opportunities for BYU to assert themselves and to get quality wins and make a case for themselves in postseason play. And I'm a lot more optimistic now than I was. You could look at this first half and say, well, they didn't play a lot of good teams in this first half. But I think they're now in a position where they're playing better. So even though the competition is better, BYU is playing better, and they'll have a chance in virtually all the games they play in. I don't think there's any game that's unwinnable for them, because they got Houston out of the way. But, even Iowa State going on the road, I think they played well last year in Ames. So they're going to have chances. The good thing is that they're playing well. If they can keep that pace going and Yegor playing well and guys getting after it, I like the chances, even though it gets much tougher. But it's with that toughness gives a lot of great opportunities for BYU.
Coming up next, we'll have a conversation with Baylor broadcaster John Morris as our coverage of BYU basketball continues. And this pregame programming is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. For the 13th time all time, BYU and Baylor on the hardwoods. Cougs have won six of the previous eight meetings in Provo, including last season's 78-71 decision here at the Marriott Center. Both teams are 13-6 on the year. In conference play, Baylor 5-3, BYU 4-4. Both teams have potential freshman lottery picks on their roster. BYU with Yegor Dimon and Baylor with VJ Edgecombe. Baylor, pretty good at a lot of things, which makes them exceptional at one thing, and that's offensive efficiency. Top 15 nationally in that category. Top 30 in net, top 30 in KenPom. The Bears would be the best win of the year, we think, for BYU at this point, to be certain. A short time ago, I chatted with the longtime voice of the Bears, John Morris, J-Mo, for a status check on a Baylor team looking to tonight to sweep its two-game trip to Utah.
It's great to be here. Such a great place to come. Your crowd is so good. The students are so good. It'll be a tough place to play for Baylor, but it would be a marquee win. I think this might be our biggest win of the year if the Bears could pull this one out tonight. So winners of two in a row, and you know how tough it is on the road, so we'll see how things play out.
You know, back in the day, whether it was the WAC or the Mountain West Conference, teams would take the BYU-Utah swing,
yeah,
and it was always almost impossible to win both. You want to get one, and now we're kind of seeing a similar deal with the Big 12 with travel partners a little bit. What's been the Baylor approach to the Utah swing, if you will?
Yeah, very much a business trip on both ends. We did it earlier this year, a couple of weeks ago, to Arizona State first, then Arizona.
Yeah.
Won the first one, lost the second one. They think they may have learned some things from that about how to handle the trip, how to handle the extra day. Coach Drew gave them a little more time off their feet to rest on Sunday this trip compared to the Arizona trip. So we'll see if that pays off, but it's always good to get the first one on that trip. And then, not that this would be gravy, but then you've got a, you know, a fighting chance to get a couple of wins on the road.
What impressed you most about the win in Salt Lake City on Saturday?
Played really well, especially in the second half. Fell behind early in the game, made a nice game, and it was kind of back and forth. But then the second half played really well. And you know this, we're playing with seven guys right now. It's a really thin bench. And we had pretty serious foul trouble in that game. So they were navigating that, fouls, guys playing with three or four fouls, and nobody fouled out. So they did a good job of that. Norchad O'Meara had a double-double. B.J. Edgecombe's on a pretty good heater right now. You know, he had 21 in that game. So it was a good win over Utah.
Not too many Baylor guys back from last year's game against BYU, last year's games against BYU, because Love is out. That leaves really Ojanwuna and Nunn as the two that BYU saw last year.
Yeah, and you guys put it on us last year here. The thing that Coach kept mentioning about last year's game was getting beat 20-4 in second chance points, meaning that we weren't getting very many offensive rebounds, and you guys were. So
now that's the strength of this year's Baylor's team, is getting to the offensive glass.
We hope so, and that'll be tested tonight because BYU's so good in rebounding, defensive rebounding, but overall. So that's what he was hammering to this team. Offensive glass has got to be big again. We know rebounding as a whole is big every game against everybody you play.
30-plus scouts, I think, in the building tonight. Yegor Demon is an attraction, but so too, and you already mentioned him, B.J. Edgecombe. What makes him special?
Boy, he is just so good. He's so smooth out there. He and Rob Wright, Rob's another freshman point guard, and they just don't seem like freshmen. You know, these guys come in and they're just ready to step in even at this level, and both of those guys are. And now with our short bench, they're being counted on more. Rob really didn't start until two or three games ago. Now he's going to be in the starting lineup probably the rest of the year. VJ has been all year. VJ is just so smooth, and he has spectacular plays, but he also does little things, you know, more than just scoring, that contribute.
Well, last year it was a true home and home. This year, one-shot deal. Yeah. We will not be back in Waco, so I guess we'll next see you in Kansas City. John, thank you as always for the time. I appreciate it.
We'll miss you in Waco, but that's the way it is in the new Big 12, so thanks very much, Greg.
All right, that's John Morris, and let's stay here at the Marriott Center for our national anthem. Special group of young people signing and singing tonight's national anthem. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith, next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Well, with Kevin Young's NBA pedigree, no surprise, BYU's offensive attack has taken on very NBA-like characteristics with a focus on paint points and three-point shots, and BYU leads the Big 12 in conference play in both two-point percentage and three-point percentage. After a few sluggish games from the arc, BYU's been lighting it up from the perimeter. Mark, the Cougs' two best three-point percentages have been in the last two games, 46% in the win at Colorado, 63% with the home win over Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a great sign. If this team, with the number of threes they shoot, if it can even be around 40%, they're not going to lose a lot of basketball games. They're getting it from everybody. Richie's been terrific. Trevin Nell, Dawson Baker, Wood Mag, Yegor even knocked in a couple. Boy, if that trend continues, look out for this BYU team.
Our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming your way next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, the BYU and Baylor coming up. Let's pause 10 seconds, though, right now for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. They're coming up in the Big 12. You have four teams with 0, 1, or 2 league losses. Houston, Arizona, Iowa State, Texas Tech. You could argue that's a tier right now. And then you get some 3 and 4 loss teams. Kansas, Baylor, BYU, UCF, West Virginia. BYU's in that mix. You could argue that maybe that 4 spots up for grabs in the Big 12, and let's remember that the top 4 seeds get double byes in Kansas City. Either way, Mark, the positions are up for grabs right now. BYU's not quite yet at the halfway mark in the Big 12. A lot of room to make a move, and I think a top-tier finish, meaning top 8, is very possible. And there's an outside shot at that top 4 positioning, but there are some really strong teams at the very top. But I think BYU's in a pretty solid middle-of-the-pack mix right now in this league.
Yeah, I think that bottom 6 or 7 will kind of continue to fall behind. But so this makes this game even more important because Baylor is a team that you are jockeying for position in the middle tier there. So a big opportunity for BYU quad one and all that stuff, and a team that's right with you in the standings. So this is a big one.
BYU and Baylor tip-off coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for 3.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon big 3. Knocks it down. Cannon catching 3-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It is time to meet tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the visiting Baylor Bears at the point. Number 1, Robert Wright III, 6'1", 183, a freshman from Wilmington, Delaware. At the 2, number 2, Jaden Nunn, 6'4", 190, senior from Flint, Michigan, a BCU transfer. BYU saw him last year. At the 3, number 7, potential lottery pick, B.J. Edgecombe, 6'5", 180, freshman from Bimini, Bahamas. At the 4, number 15, Norchad Omir, 6'7", 244, the senior from Bluefields, Nicaragua, and a transfer from Arkansas State and Miami. At the 5, number 17, Josh Ojonwuna. BYU also saw him last year. 6'10", 230, junior from Asaba, Nigeria. Head coach of the Bears, Scott Drew. 22nd year in Waco, 23rd overall. His record with the Bears is a 457 and 250. This year's team is 13-6, 5-3 in Big 12 play. Mark Duran introduces you now to the BYU Cougars. Mark.
The backcourt for the Cougars are number 3, Diego Demon, 6'9", freshman, and number 21, Trevin Nell, the senior. At the 3, number 15 is Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior out of Riverton, Utah. At the 4, number 0, Mowood Mag, 6'7", senior from Melbourne. And at the 5, the big fella, the man in the middle, number 13, Gabe Akeda, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting 5 for the 13-6 Cougars, 4-4 in Big 12 play, 10-1 here
in the Marriott Center, coached by Kevin Young, season one. The officials for this evening's game, the busiest man in basketball, Kip Kissinger, is officiating alongside Tony Padilla and Marcus Pettigrew. Kissinger and Padilla are working in their third straight game in three straight days together. They did Oklahoma State, Texas Tech on Sunday, Arizona, Iowa State last night, and BYU Baylor tonight.
Got some extra work in on that Arizona game with the crazy shot to tie it up and went into overtime.
And Kip also worked the Kansas Houston thriller on Saturday.
You guys seen some things. I mean, those are two games that were denied all probability odds.
Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Tip-off, inspiring personalized learning with engaged instructors and smaller classes at BYU Salt Lake Center. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. It'll be BYU in the home whites with royal blue, and Baylor wearing its same jersey combination as it did on Saturday in Salt Lake City, green with yellow.
Now, both of these teams had head-scratcher losses to TCU and kind of similar type of records. Can blowout losses on the road, but some, you know, they're both looking really good lately.
Kissinger's got the ball ready for play, throws it up, and Kaba Keita slaps the tap back to Yegor Demin. And BYU quickly into forward court, away from us, 2 hour left. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. BYU going from back to front and operating with Yegor Demin, top of the key. Possession number one, pull, fire, and score for Trevin Nell off the assist from Yegor Demin. Trevin Nell opens up with a three-pointer right side, the first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night for BYU. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. BYU 3, Baylor no score. The Cougs picking up where they left off against Cincinnati when they hit 15 threes. Robert Wright will drive and kick right wing to Jaden Nunn. Nunn high to Omir for three to answer. Off the rim a couple of times, and Josh Ojonwana grabs the rebound over three Cougs, and it's BYU call for the loose ball foul. Yegor Demin picks it up in the first minute of play, and that's Ojonwana, the only Baylor Bear among three Cougs, and he snatched that rebound off the miss from Omir from deep.
It's pretty impressive that Yegor guarding him to begin with, but then he had great position but didn't turn to get the ball. He kept his chest with Ojonwana's chest, and so he got the whistle.
Nunn up top. Nunn, stutter step, driving on Yegor, kicking the corner for the tie, and there it is. VJ Edgecombe for three, and we're square at three. So the early miss, but rebounded by the Bears, and we're square at three. Richie Saunders beneath the basket, tried to reverse flip it up, and it's blocked. 3-3, 1 minute and 10 seconds in. Free throw line jumper from Nunn is off the right side of the rim. Kaba yanks the rebound away from Omir. So VJ Edgecombe with a three, answering the Trevin Nell three. We're square at 3:90 seconds in. Jersey number three, Yegor Demin, operates top of the key, and he's got Omir on him.
They got Keita with a mismatch. They can get it to him.
Yegor, 30 feet away, left side, trying to shove away Omir, and Omir's called for the push foul on Yegor up top. So both Demin and Omir picking up fouls here in the first 90 seconds plus. 3-3-hour score. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team.
BYU's had trouble with guys like Omir, big, solid four guys that are quick, play inside, outside.
Yegor bounced to the right wing, terminates left to Trevin Nell, and then Trevin Nell's called for a flagrant foul. As the pass was picked off by Ojonwana, Nell got Ojonwana up high, and that's going to be a flagrant one. It's going to be free throws and possession for Baylor, and that's a pass from Yegor that was going to be picked off, and it was picked off by Ojonwana, and Trevin Nell trying to get a hand on that ball ended up raking Ojonwana up top.
That was great anticipation by Ojonwana. Clearly they've seen that play, and he completely bailed on Kaba Keita knowing that pass was coming, and he jumped the passing lane. Trevin, I think, did save a dunk going the other way, but might have been wise just to let that go anyway.
Okay, Kip Kissinger made the announcement. It was faintly into the microphone about it's a flagrant one. They're reviewing for a potential upgrade. So, flagrant foul review. Here's a call.
After review, the play is confirmed. Flagrant one foul. 17 will be our shooter.
All right, so it'll be Josh Ojonwana at the free throw line on the flagrant one. assigned to Trevin Nell. So BYU two fouls early. Ojonwanup, a 63% free throw shooter, shaking off the collision to take two with no one on the line.
That's just great preparation from Baylor. Coach Drew, obviously, as the free throw is missed, is a terrific coach, and they like to run that little flare screen, and Ojonwanup just jumped it. I mean, he was there seconds before BYU even had a chance to get it.
1-for-2 on the trip, so 4 straight for the Bears, and 4-3 the Baylor lead and Baylor basketball. So the Cougs end up turning it over and giving Baylor 1 point so far. The Bears look for more on this extended possession. Robert Wright the third, slow bounce in the center circle, coming to the right side. Baylor left to right as we see it, and you hear it. Edgecombe to the cutter, Omir. Omir banks, misses, and Ojonwanup doesn't. The putback flush by Josh Ojonwanup, a hammer dunk, and that's 6 in a row for the Bears. 6-3, Baylor leads it. Richie will drive into the paint, pull it out to the perimeter, and straight away Yegor. So BYU's turnover turns into 3 points. A driving kick. Mawut for three. Nope. And a loose ball foul. This one on Baylor. Is it just out of bounds off? No, it'll be a foul. Maybe Ojonwanup. Ooh. Marcus Pettigrew going to make the call here. They called it on number one, Robert Wright the third, so the smallest player on the floor. Ended up getting caught up and is called for a foul. So the fouls are even, 2 apiece early. And an early check-in for Jalen Celestine. Celestine, the 6'7", 215-pound senior from Ajax, Ontario. He's a Cal transfer. Richie on the baseline drive at to the rim. Missed it. Ojonwanup the rebound, but lost it back to Richie. Richie on a reset to Trevin Nell. Strong on that three. Was not close. Mawut Mag, an offensive rebound. Now Richie for three, and that's in and out. Offensive rebound, Yegor Demin back up and scores on the banker. And 6-5, the Cougs got multiple cracks at it. And the final one finds the bottom of the hoop.
Yeah, both teams crashing those offensive boards. 2 for Baylor, 3 for BYU. I think all 3 came on that possession.
6-5 Bears, 17-10 to go until halftime. Yegor Demin with his first 2 coming off the offensive rebound. Edgecombe high to right. Right on a slow bounce outside the perimeter. Terminates, pulls and fires, and misses the 3 long. Got his own rebound. Chased it down right on the baseline. And knocked out of bounds by Saunders. It'll stay Baylor basketball. We've seen 8 offensive rebounds already, 4 for each team.
Richie contested that shot, but then because he had jumped at it, was behind Wright, and the right, and the rebound came right back at him. Richie couldn't get back in front.
It was right back to him.
Got the right stuff.
16:50 to play till the break. 6-5 Baylor.
Well, you in that zone, which was so effective the other night.
Edgecombe outside the perimeter, right side. Now it's left wing to right, and his interior pass is picked off. Richie Saunders on the steal, drives all the way, missed the lay-in, but he's fouled. Could have been a 3-point play chance for BYU. Richie just couldn't coax it over the rim, but he did get hit on it, so he will have to earn it from the free throw line now, but you figure that's going to be an easy 2 for BYU and a chance for 3. Didn't work out that way. But Richie will go to the line on the foul by B.J. Edgecombe. So Edgecombe a foul, Omir a foul, Wright a foul. That's 3 for the Bears to BYU's 2. Demin and Nell 1 apiece. Richie will shoot 2. Richie shooting 73% at the line this season and makes that one on a rattle. It ties the game at 6. BYU basketball brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Jersey number 15, Richie Saunders at the line to give BYU a lead. Cougs large lead 3, Baylor large lead 3. BYU lead 1 at 7-6 as Richie makes them both. And 16:35 to go till halftime. So 7-6 Cougs, B.J. Edgecombe. Will walk it into four court. Plays on the Bahamian national team. Edgecombe. Leading Baylor. Or second leading score at 14.2 points a game. We have an offensive foul on Baylor. And turnover number 2 on the Bears. And who picked that up? It's going to be Omir. Oh,
2
okay. 2 fouls on Norchad Omir. Omir saying, Coach, I got it. I'm all right. Usually coaches don't buy that. But they're going to keep Omir in the game.
I don't know. I wouldn't keep him in. He's too important. Leading scorer for Baylor.
It's only a 7-player team right now. They're going to try and manage Omir. Getting him a third will be massive here in the first half. Yegor's going to cuff it to the cutter. Mawut! And Mawut missed the dunk. Gets it back on the stick back. What will the call be? A foul on Baylor or no? Is it How'd it go, Mark? Was it Mawood for hanging?
Maybe
he drove for the dunk and missed it, and they may give the bucket to BYU and say basket interference. What will they say? Marcus Pettigrew coming to the scorer's table. No decision yet.
I don't think it should be anything called there other than a foul after Mawood got the rebound.
Yeah.
White ball. They should have stopped it.
They called it an inadvertent whistle.
I think they thought because he hung that he may have touched it again after he missed the dunk. Big miss, though.
No,
I mean, that should have been an easy dunk from Mawood.
Yep.
A great pass from Yeager.
So 7-6, BYU leads, and you think it was going to be 9-6, and somehow that dunk rattled out from Mawood. It was cleared for takeoff down the right baseline. 16:07 to play until the break. Scott Drew still looking to clarify what Marcus Pettigrew just explained. But inadvertent whistle is the explanation. Baylor wanted Mawood for hanging on the rim. Richie will lob it out to Kaba, nearly picked off. Kaba's going to dive low, and he will dunk it with a right hand. No miss that time.
No miss.
Oh, he's dazzling, isn't he? I mean, he was cleared for takeoff, and he took off.
Special K, 9-6. BYU leads it. Cougs tie their game-high cushion for the answer, and the tie missed by Edgecombe. Offensive rebound missed by Celestine, and Demon yanks it away from Asamoda. And already Scott Drew's played the seven players he played Saturday in Salt Lake City. Mawood down the baseline left, gets a hip check on the end line. It'll be foul number 5 against the Bears and BYU basketball when we come back to the Marriott Center. Good start for the Cougs. 9-6, BYU leading Baylor with 15:29 to play until halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Tonight's BYU basketball game brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Well, Norchad Omier for Baylor comes into tonight as the leading scorer and rebounder for the Bears. 15.4 points a game, 10.2 rebounds a game. He's a double-double machine. 77 career double-doubles. He's the active career leader in rebounding and double-doubles nationally. And he's playing with two fouls. But, Mark, how effectively will he play with two fouls?
Well, I watched him on that last possession, and Yeager was able to blow by him because he didn't want to foul Yeager, and Yeager made a nice pass to Mawood, who missed the dunk. Then we saw again as Kaba had that, he got going down the lane, and Omier was there. He could have contested. It wouldn't have been a wise decision regardless, but he completely backed off knowing he didn't want to pick up a foul. So I keep going right at him because he'll be careful. He knows how important he is to be on the floor. He's not going to do anything to jeopardize that.
Baylor had to manage foul trouble on Saturday at Utah. Ended up playing only seven players, and with no Jeremy Roach and no Langston Love, it is kind of a seven-player roster right now, so anyone in foul trouble could be trouble for Scott Drew's team. And if BYU plays at a quicker tempo, the altitude a few days in, who knows if it weighs on the minds or hearts of the Bears a little bit. This could be a game that really does favor BYU should the Bears continue to find themselves in foul trouble, and they have five fouls at the first media timeout.
Yeah, no matter what teams you're looking at for Utah and BYU, this is a grueling road trip, and they're on the back half of it. Maybe feel good about getting the one win. You know, he's got to put the hammer down here and let them know it's going to be a long night for them in the Marriott Center.
BYU basketball as we come back in. Yes, five team fouls for Baylor to two for BYU. Yeager Demon, baseline send into the left of the BYU bucket. Away from us to our left. The count at three, out to Nell, well outside the three-point line. He began the game with a three-pointer for BYU. Yeager working on Omier. Into Omier. Omier knocks it away. Yeager ducks into him, scoops, and scores! Cleverly done by Yeager Demon, working on Omier, who has those two fouls. It's an 8-0 BYU run in the game-high five-point lead, 11-6.
Not a typical shot for Yeager, but in the timeout, they said go at Omier, and that's what Yeager did.
Right wing, Asamoda. High to Celestine. Celestine Edgecombe. Short pass left wing, 25 feet away on the left. Edgecombe. Straight away, Celestine. Everything happening outside the arc right now for Baylor on a four-second shot clock. Now Celestine will drive and kick, and off the fingertips of Omier out of bounds. Turnover number three for Baylor to one for BYU. Mawood Mag will check out. Cannon Catchings will check in. BYU looking to extend an 8-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And Baylor, three turnovers over its last 3 minutes as the Bears have gone scoreless over 3 minutes plus. 11-6, BYU leading by five and with the ball. Forecourt left side, Yegor. BYU in white, Baylor in green. Yegor right corner to Saunders. Return to Yegor, 35 near 40 feet away right side. Yegor gives right his hip, jumps a pass and turns it over, looking for Kata down the lane. Omir on the steal. Omir, baseline edge comb.
Good block.
Missed off the window, and I think Kata got a touch of that before it hit the glass.
Oh, he was high on that one.
Yegor drops it off for Trevanel, driving lane. The assist to Yegor, 10-0 BYU run, and the Cougs take a 13-6 lead.
That looked like I-15 at 2 in the morning. He had the road all to himself.
All right, Bears down 7. BYU's game-high lead, nearly 4 minutes scoreless for the visitors from Waco. Robert Wright off a hippity-hop to the right side. Takes Saunders down low. Pass in the corner, Edgecombe. Edgecombe traces the perimeter to the top, Celestine. Celestine on the five-second shot clock. Straight away, Omir. He gets catchings in the air. Right wing, Edgecombe for three. Knocks it down as the shot clock was about to go off. V.J. Edgecombe has 2 threes and ends a 10-0 BYU run. 13-9, Baylor within 4. Crossover, Yegor drives into Omir, kicks in the corner, Cannon for three, knocks it down. Cannon catchings with the Mountain America three-pointer. Cannon fired from the right corner, and BYU up 7 again, 16-9.
Well, a great drive and kick from Yegor, but it's nice to see Cannon really finding his stroke again. Beautiful shot, hit three the other night.
Has now made threes in 4 consecutive games. 13-13 to play, 16-9. BYU leads it. Edgecombe gets right to the rim, hands off Omir, lays it up and in. Edgecombe drew the defense, and Omir is the beneficiary. His first 2, it's a 5-point game, 16-11, BYU on top. Hall, Traore, and Baker soon to check in for BYU. Yegor starts it to the left outside the 3-point line. 15-second shot clock. Yegor up top, right wing Cannon. Cannon returned to Yegor straight away. NBA 3. And off the back rim, rebound chased down by Catchings. Deflects it to Nell. Cougs keep it in forecourt. Another offensive rebound. Left corner, Catchings again! 19-11, BYU game high 8-point lead. Cannon fire, left corner this time. Fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center. Timeout on the floor, and we are taking it. ...12-29 remaining in the first half. It is BYU 19 and Baylor 11. The Cougs hit 5 of their last 6 from the floor on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Elsewhere in the Big 12 tonight, Kansas in trouble once again. UCF leading in Lawrence, 57-53, under 15 minutes to go in the second half. Also in Boulder, Arizona State with the lead over Colorado, 17-9, 6 minutes to go, or rather 9 minutes to go in the first half. Let's get you back over to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats at the Marriott Center and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Thank you, Shep. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. BYU, after a 15-3-point night against Cincinnati on Saturday, opens up red hot from the arc again. 3-for-7 from deep are the Cougs against the Baylor Bears in taking a 19-11 lead early here at the Marriott Center.
Yeah, how about Cannon hitting a couple threes? And I really like that second one, Greg, because Yegor had taken a long three, and it was Cannon's hustle that got BYU the offensive rebound. I like to see him rewarded as he then leaked to the corner. They found him, and he knocked down another one. It's good to see good things happening for him. I think he can get his confidence back. He can really help this team.
We come back in 12-29 to play until halftime, and BYU with a game-high lead of 8. At 19-11, Baylor's large lead 3 at 6-3. And then the Cougars got turned on. Greg Rubel, Mark Durant, courtside. Also courtside, Kalani Sitake, head coach of the BYU football Cougars, checking out the Cougar Hoopsters. Baylor basketball as we come back
in.
Is
there a more likable guy in the world than Kalani? I don't think so.
Robert Wright starts at left wing to Celestine. Celestine for three, and that is the third triple for the Bears, equaling BYU from the arc. Jalen Celestine, a 39% three-point shooter, knocks down the deep bomb left wing, 19-14. Baylor answering every long shot from the Cougs. Richie Saunders cut off on the baseline drive right side. Top side to Dawson Baker. Dawson, crossover. The fans ooh and ah. Dawson Baker, shot maker, left elbow jumper. He's at it again, 21-14, the BYU lead.
We got Ojonwana switched on him. He knew that his quickness could beat Ojonwana, able to step back for a 15-foot jumper.
Robert Wright, slow bounce out front, right wing Edgecombe. Edgecombe, high to Celestine. Return to Edgecombe, 30 feet away on the right side. 11:35 to go till halftime. Cougs up 21-14. BYU shooting 53% field, 43% arc. Jaden Nunn into Dallin Hall. Turnaround in the left block, out to Celestine. Shot clock violation. And turnover, Baylor. Turnover number four to BYU's two.
That was Dallin Hall that said, Nunn, you ain't got none. And Nunn was trying to get a shot. He couldn't get it, so he had to bail out, and it was too late.
Dallin's second to Nunn defensively on that sequence. Dallin will now take it into forecourt. Yegor's on the bench for BYU. Hall, Saunders, Catchings, Baker, Traore. Baylor. Kevin Young calling a play.
Yeah, Baylor had switched to a 1-3-1 here, so they're setting up his own play.
Richie, right wing Hall. Dallin runs Nunn into his screen. Baseline foray for Baker. The baseline pass is rescued by Saunders, left wing. Catchings for three! Cannon Catchings! Three for three from three! And the Cougs are up 10 for the first time tonight. 24-14, an errant pass rescued by Saunders. A quick pass to Cannon for the triple.
I'm catching a fever, and man, he's bringing it tonight. He's on fire.
Ojonwana, straightaway Edgecombe. Edgecombe cut off in the paint. Straightaway Nunn. Nunn, step back three over Hall. Heavy rebound. Cannon Catchings high to bring it down.
Very active.
What a first half for Cannon. 9 points in 4 minutes, and that rebound. Traore hands to Richie for a three. That's strong. BYU now 4-for-9 from the three-point line. That would have sent this place into a frenzy. Transition triple Celestine. That's heavy. Rebound collected on the baseline by Ojonwana, who throws off of Dawson Baker. It'll stay Baylor basketball. 10:07 to go till halftime. What a first half this has been. Very exciting. Back and forth. Lots of three-point shots in the air and through the hoop. BYU 24, Baylor 14, 19-second shot clock for the Bears. BYU 4-for-9 from three, Baylor 3-for-8.
And Richie, who's been a 50% shooter in conference, has missed his two, but BYU still shooting high number.
Saunders has a seat. Baylor in forecourt, cycle to the left corner, Jaden Nunn. Robert Wright on the angle left. Whips it to Celestine for a three. Good again, Jalen Celestine. He's got six. Edgecombe, two threes. Celestine, two threes. Celestine, 7 points or fewer in three of his last four, but he's shooting it well to begin this one. Lead down to seven, 24-17. Both teams with 4 3-point buckets early. Dallin Hall, right wing. Hide him a Wood Mag. Back to DH. Dallin Hall drives on Nunn. Now between the rings, Dallin Hall has Wright on the switch. Will drive and kick Dawson Baker right corner. He gets to 10 feet. Floater again. Dawson Baker. Let Dawson bake. 26-17. BYU by 9. And Dawson Baker so sharp in the mid-range.
That is a tough shot. That floater has to have such good touch, and he treats it like a layup.
Robert Wright the third up top. Wright will dive it low. Scoop it up and scored at the rim. Robert Wright the third. What a move.
Good basketball right now.
26-19. BYU lead down to 7. Traore straight away. He's open at the top of the key. Bounces to the right. Gives to Baker. Baker Hall. Stripe extended right side.
Got to go to Foose.
Dawson terminates. High to Baker. Down to a 12-second shot clock. Return to Hall. Low to Foose. Got a half seal. A half double comes to Foose. Out to Hall. Hall, penetration, dish off to Foose, up and in, the assist to Dallin Hall, and Foose converts at the rim. 28-19, BYU back up 9, but Baylor doing an excellent job answering every time down. 8:29 to play until halftime. Robert Wright the third out front, Celestine, the handoff to Nunn, now Wright straight away. 10-second shot clock, 9-point lead for BYU. Celestine's been a scoring star, and so too Edgecombe, not surprisingly early. Robert Wright, stutter step, kicked it, and a kick is called. It would have been BYU breaking the other way, but the kick is called.
Ball
with a 2.4-second shot clock, reset it to 20, and keep Baylor in possession.
The ball had been lost. It wasn't kicked to get the steal. It was after the BYU actually had it going that Mowat actually hit off his shin.
Catchings has a seat to the applause of the crowd. Fusani Traore, by the way, with that last make. moves ahead of Gary Trost into 29th on the Cougar all-time scoring list. Edgecombe nearly traveled to the free throw line. Kicks out to Wright with a 10-second shot clock. Crossing over his right, and then he's fouled by Dallin Hall. It'll be an on-the-floor foul, number three on BYU. 8:01 to play until halftime. Baylor will stay in possession as Cave Akeda is waved in, and Fuseni Traore is waved out on 2 points in 4 minutes. BYU 28, Baylor 19. Cook shooting 58% from the field to Baylor's 44. Baseline send in right to the right of the Baylor bucket. It's cycled high to Edgecombe, and now left wing, none, left corner, Celestine. Celestine, mid-range jumper, air ball off of Mag, and collected in the corner by Wright or not. It's off of BYU. It'll stay Baylor basketball. Too bad, the air ball not controlled by Mag, and Baylor will have another look at a shot when we come back on a 10-second shot clock. Under 8-minute media timeout at 7:51 to play until halftime. It is BYU 28, Baylor 19 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Marion Center here in Provo, Utah. I mentioned the faces in the crowd, including Kalani Sitake courtside. How about Connor McGregor? Connor McGregor, fighter extraordinaire with courtside seats here at the Marriott Center. They just introduced Connor. Fans appreciate that. Fun night so far here at the Marriott Center as BYU leads at 28-19. It'll be Baylor basketball as we come back in a 10-second shot clock for the Bears after an air ball was not collected by Mawut Mag. BYU basketball is brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. And so far, Mark, BYU doing a pretty good job seizing its opportunities. For example, BYU's turned 4 Baylor turnovers into 7 points off of turnovers. 7-1, BYU lead the points off of turnovers category in a game. The Cougs lead by 9.
Well, first of all, I got to admit I didn't have Connor McGregor sitting courtside at the Marriott Center on my 2025 bingo card. But I like that he's right there, because how can you not play hard in front of that guy? BYU getting after it on defense right now.
You got Connor at one end of the courtside seats. You got Kalani at the other end. I'd like to see at least an arm wrestle between those guys.
If Kalani could catch him, maybe he could use that weight. Otherwise, I would bet on Connor.
Oh, good stuff. Not only are they the only people here in the Marriott Center of note, 32 NBA scouts, I think, in the building tonight.
They're getting a show. Everybody, Edgecombe looks good. And Cannon and Yegor.
Yegor, 4 assists to go along with 4 points. He's now 2 assists from becoming the 8th freshman all-time with 100 or more assists in a single season. All right, we come back into Baylor ball. Norchad Omir playing with 2 fouls, finds Edgecombe up high. Right wing, right for 3. And to the top of the backboard and the base of the shot clock off the miss. So it'll be BYU basketball the other way. 7:43 to play. Both teams banging threes here in this one. 4 for 9 of the Cougs from deep, and 4 for 10 now are the Bears. Yegor straight away, Dallin back to Demon. Demon high bounce to the right side, left wing Hall. The 2 point guards play together for BYU. Dallin holds it between his knees. Right wing, Yegor back to DH straight away. Hall holds the ball high. Will dive it low on Ormir. Stop and hand off to the cutter. And the cutter is foul. That's Dawson Baker. Foul number 6 on the Bears. Non-shooting. Picking it up is Celestine. So Celestine has his first. The Bears do have their 6th. So BYU will be in the bonus on the next Baylor foul. We have 7:22 to go in a briskly moving first half.
You got to remember, it's been a while, but Omir has 2 fouls, and Dallin did not forget, took it right at him, which freed up Dawson Baker.
They say Baker was in the motion, so it'll be 2 shots for Dawson. And the free throw rattles home. BYU by 10 again. The Cougs have not led by more than 10, so a free throw here by Baker would give the Cougs an 11-point cushion for the first time tonight. BYU 29, Baylor 19. In the only meeting between these two Big 12 rivals this season. Dawson for the 2nd of 2. Baker's got 5. This for 6. Here it is. 2 for 2. Baker has 6, and the Cougar lead is 30-19. 11 points for the first time. 7:20 to go till halftime. Robert Wright past the timeline. BYU backs into a 2-3 mark. Is that how it looks? No, back to a man, or Oh, deflected pass, takeaway, steal in the paint. Kava comes away with it to Baker. Baker runs it for court. Baker traveled, just didn't know what to do with it, caught up with Kata in traffic, and that's too bad for BYU. As points off of turnovers go begging there, just Dawson ran into Kata and shuffled the feet as a result. So turnover number three for BYU. Baker's hits, all sits, catching's in, Saunders in. 7:05 to go till the break. The Cougar lead 11, couldn't expand it there.
Now this zone is effective with Yegor and Wood. They're so long and quick at the top of that zone, even an easy pass becomes difficult. They tried to enter it, got knocked away, and BYU had a chance, but then turn it right back over.
Yeah, Wright and Nunn are 6'1 and 6'4. Edgecombe 6'5. Right, left wing Edgecombe. The lob,
ooh,
and
perfect.
The hammer on top of everybody, and Omir catches and hammers. He's got four. Back to a 9-point game, 30-21. Nearly a turnover up top. Kata rescues it. Left wing Demon, right wing Saunders. Saunders back to Yegor, 30 feet away on the left. Yeager will take it out front. Slow bounce near the timeline. And trying to get rid of Robert Wright. Bounces it to Richie. Richie floater, no. Just a little off is Saunders. He's now 0 for 5 from the floor. And BYU's lead stays 9, 30-21. Richie so automatic lately. And that was just a little wide left. Edgecombe left wing. Right wing right. Wright cuffs it, kicks it. Nunn, three-pointer. Front rim. Cave of the rebound for Kata. That's his second board to go with 2 points. BYU in forecourt. Yegor open up top. Left wing Richie. Touch pass Cannon. Catchings is 3 for 3 from three. Yegor will cross it over. Spin low on Omir. Kick it high to Saunders. Richie to the right wing. Richie passed Omir. Richie flips it up at the rim. No. The tip, no. The slap and the rebound. Chased down by Baylor. Another chance goes begging inside. Nunn with a euro. He'll kick left corner. Edgecombe a whistle before that shot. And a foul on BYU. If that's Yegor, that's going to be two. It is on the pass, and so no shots, but Yegor will hit the bench likely with two fouls and mark a couple of chances to get back to double digits and a couple of misfires inside for BYU. So 30-21, our score stays. Yet Nell and Hall in, and Yegor will check out with two fouls along with Mawut Mag. Foul situation, BYU 4, Baylor 6. We have 5:37 to go till halftime.
A lid on the basket a little bit from Richie as he couldn't get another one to go and couldn't get the follow to go. And so we don't say that very often about Richie, but having a hard time getting one to go.
BYU no field goals in the last 3 minutes plus. Celestine misses the three. Baylor with a miss from deep. BYU on the rebound. Richie runs it to the rim. There we go, indeed. Richie Saunders driving lay-in. Nell was so quick taking that rebound and getting it ahead to Saunders, and BYU makes it an 11-point lead again. 32-21, tying the game-high cushion. 5:10 to play till halftime. Richie on the board. Jaden Nunn out front. Tubes up 11. Edgecombe outside the left elbow. Almost traveled again.
He's got a tendency to travel a little. They haven't called it yet.
Jumps into the paint. Turnaround jumper. Edgecombe short. Offensive rebound. Ojonwana. Loose ball foul. Ojonwana, I think.
Yeah, he pushed Cannon in the back on as he went up for that.
So 1-7. Ojonwana picks up his first. And that's going to be 1-1 at the other end now, Mark. So in an 11-point game, the Cougs a chance to add to the lead. Cannon Catchings will be shooting 1-1, and Canada's is exactly 50% on the year at 17 for 34. But everything's going for Cannon right now, so why not free throws? 4:51 to go till halftime. BYU can push a lead, but need to make at least one free throw to do so. 32-21, 1-1 for BYU. Cannon makes it. How about 10 points in the first half to lead all scorers for Cannon Catchings? He had 9 points or fewer in his last 7 games, double figures for Catchings. And 2 for 2 for KC.
Wow.
34-21, BYU by 13 for the first time.
He's playing really good defense as well, covering a lot of space and help.
3 of 3 from the field, all from deep. 2 of 2 at the line. Edgecombe outside the left elbow. Straight away, Omir for three. Got it again, Omir. That's his first triple, but the Bears' fifth three of the first half. 34-24, Norchad Omir. He's a double-double machine with a three-point touch. Saunders left wing Nell. Nell began the game with a triple for BYU. BYU 4 of 9, Baylor 5 for 13 from deep. 4:15 to go till halftime. Hall in the corner, Catchings. Return to Dallin on the Marriott Center logo. 30 feet away right side. Down to a 5-second shot clock. Dallin has O'Meara on the switch. He'll dive low on him. Reverse layup. Good! Beautiful. Around O'Meara. And the score for Dallin Hall. Let's call that a Zions Bank shot of the game. Brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Dallin Hall puts BYU up a dozen. 36-24. And a euro to the lane and then up and in at the rim for B.J. Edgecombe to answer quickly. He's got eight. And 36-26. Back to 10. Dallin to the bump. Offensive foul. Timeout on the floor. BYU turns it over. It's Kava Kata picking it up. It'll be Baylor basketball looking to cut into a 10-point BYU lead after this. BYU 36, Baylor 26. Bears basketball next with 3:37 to go till halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Attention.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans, dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fort, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. BYU by 10, 36-26. Kind of game marker. It feels like no lead is large enough. Such a skilled Baylor team. So many players that can get it done. The Bears have looked really good tonight in spurts in particular, as BYU's lead is 10. But Baylor kind of getting it from everybody right now.
And that 10-point lead is impressive. This is not a team you're likely going to run away from. Edgecombe has looked very good.
O'Meara
and Celestine has hit a couple of threes. They're going to be they've got enough weapons. They'll be in this game. It's now important for BYU to just keep putting the pressure on and keep shooting well themselves. 57%. I mean, it's a lights-out offensive performance for BYU. Can they keep that up is the question.
The only player in double figures right now is Cannon Catchings with 11. It's his fourth game with double figure scoring in the first half of the game, but his first time doing it since Florida A&M back in December. So first league game that Cannon's gone off like this, and that's a really encouraging sign for BYU. Cannon 3-for-3 from three with a couple of free throws, 11 points and a rebound in 10 minutes of play.
I really like that last move from Dallin Hall. I want to see more of that. Take it to the basket. He had O'Meara on him and went underneath, used the rim to shield the block.
As we come back in, Baylor basketball after a BYU turnover on an offensive foul before the timeout. 3:29 to go till halftime. O'Meara outside the right junction, guarded by Kava Kata. One-on-one into the paint on Kata. Sends high to Nunn for three. Ooh. Knocks it down. Baylor is hanging in this game on three-point shots. Six threes and four twos right now. 36-29. BYU's large lead 13. It's down to seven. Baylor lighting it up from deep. 6-for-14 from the three-point line. Kaba releases to Hall up high. BYU looking to answer here. Nell looking to rip on O'Meara. Finds Hall up high. Return to Trevin. Trevin. Ball fakes it. Stops at the free throw line. Leans in. Offensive foul again. Or 3 seconds. 3-second turnover. BYU has had a few shaky ends to first halves, Mark, and we're seeing right now a lead slipping late in the first half. 2:51 to play till the break. 36-29. Coug lead down to 7. Baylor, 6 of 14 from deep, 5 for 11 inside the three-point line. Edgecombe on the arc left. Tribe extended. Left corner. Back to Edgecombe on the wing. Steps into a 3. Heavy on it. Rebound. Baylor. Dive low. Celestine missed. Put back by O'Meara. Foul on the floor. Or was it on the put back by Celestine? If so, it'll be shots. That'll be Saunders and two shots for Baylor. Ball laying there, and BYU could not squeeze it, Mark, and it may turn into Baylor points.
Pretty good defense, actually, from Richie to force the miss, but they whistle him for it. Crowd doesn't like it.
Celestine, 93% free throw shooter at 14 for 15 on the year. 14 for 16 on the year. Misses the first. 36-29, the BYU lead 7. We just need someone to make a bucket at the other end here and settle BYU back in. Big crowd on hand here at the Marriott Center for BYU and Baylor. Cougs 7th nationally in attendance per game coming into tonight. Second for Celestine. 1-for-2 on the trip. So Baylor's only shot 4 free throws. 2-for-4. BYU 6-for-6. Ojonwuna in for Jalen Celestine. Cougar lineup. Hall, Saunders, Nell, Mag, and Kada. Dallin into forecourt, right side to Ritchie. Saunders, 4 points on 1 for 7 with a couple of free throws. Dallin Hall on the angle left. 12-second shot clock. Ritchie open for three. Will drive with Jominas instead. Get right to the rim. And a little reverse lay-in for Ritchie Saunders as he makes it a 9, making an 8-point lead for BYU, 38-30. Saunders has 6.
Yeah, he split two defenders and really just kind of hunkered down, got that ball through, and then it was all clear.
Turnover, 2-on-1 the other way. Nell ahead to Hall. Dallin stripped, and Baylor takes it away. Another transition opportunity for BYU goes begging as Robert Wright straight away to Omir. The trailer now Edgecombe. BYU's had a real tough time on the odd number situations of late.
Yeah, Dallin tried to take it. Could have just dumped it off. And no whistle there. Crowd not happy after the foul on Ritchie last time down.
Now the Cougs looking for a stop here with 90 seconds to go. Oh, John Wina dives into Kada. Jump hook over Kada. Good. And who do they call for a foul?
They're going to call this on Trevin. He's on his back. Oh, they're going to. No, they're going to get
Omir.
If they got Omir, that's 3. That'd
it is. Big. No, they're going to keep it. Are they going to keep it Baylor ball and call Nell? They are.
Wow.
And say it's foul number 6. Non-shooting. And Baylor does make the bucket to make it 38-32. This is a tough stretch for BYU. Mark a 2-on-1 to make it a 10-point game. BYU can't convert on the strip. And then Baylor scores and a foul on the defending play at the other end. Right now the score is 38-32 and the play is under review. Really unfortunate stretch here for the Cougs in the final 90 seconds of the first half.
There's no way they can call this on Trevin as he was pushed to the floor, maybe holding on for dear life. And how about the no call on Dallin? Is it feel like he just got swiped right across the arms as he was going up with that on the transition play? So that could be a 4 or 5 point turnaround here.
Yeah,
maybe
big
more.
Swing.
But oh, when Johnny would travel, he slid. I mean, they may not want to look at this replay too much because they're seeing a lot of things maybe should have called.
3-on-1s and 2-on-1s have not been BYU's friend of late.
That's crazy. They get the great turnover. They have a 2-on-1. And what you're trying to do when you got numbers is you take it until that defender comes to you. Then you give it up. You don't keep going once the defender comes to you. Even if it was a foul, it was not a good decision from Dallin. Just drop it off, and you got a wide-open layup.
Now, BYU's been not been doing a lot of the giving it up part in the odd number situations. 38-32, Baylor hanging right in this game. BYU got out to a 13-point lead at 34-21. Since then, it's 11-4 the other way.
I'm still not sure who they called the foul on. I thought it was Omir for his third.
It appeared that Kissinger was pointing the BYU direction as if BYU had come on the other way, but then it didn't look that way as he came to the scorer's table. This with 1:23 to play until halftime. BYU 38 and Baylor 32, and they are still at the video monitor reviewing the previous sequence that includes Ojonwa jump hooking over Kada and Nell getting tied up with Omir beneath the bucket. And it looked like Omir just shoved Nell down.
Could they be looking to see if the foul happened before the shot? Because the shot went in.
Right.
Maybe if it happened before, you take it away.
So now it's a long officials conference between Tony Padilla, Marcus Pettigrew, and Kip Kissinger. Padilla and Kissinger were the officials at the monitor. And regardless of the outcome here, we should get an announcement of the decision. And I think Kip Kissinger will be the man on the mic. Here we go. He's not made the announcement yet. Here it comes.
Good. Okay, after review, the foul is confirmed on the floor on 15 green. The bucket is good. 21 will shoot for BYU, 1-1 at the other end.
All right, so
that's
it,
right.
Is, it
yep.
is Omir. Right. Omir picking up his third foul, which is the headline here. And now Trevin Nell, he's become pretty important free throws, Mark, I think. It's foul number 8, so it's 1-1. Cannon Catchings did his job a short time ago, making both ends. And with the lead slipping a bit here, Trevin has a chance to make it an 8-point game with the clock stopped here at 1:23 to go till halftime. Big free throws.
Yeah, big front end for Trevin. BYU has not missed. 6 for 6 from the free throw line.
So Nell, 1-1. Made it. BYU's perfect at the line. 7 for 7. Nell with now 6 points. And the lead is 7, 39-32. Mihailo Boskovic has checked in for BYU, second for Trev. And, oh, first miss of the night for BYU, and then a loose ball foul on BYU, and now it's 1-1 at the other end. Should have been 2 points for BYU. It ends up one and coming two the other way. Well, that's a tough one.
Richie trying to see the ball hung up there forever, so Richie tried to come underneath and swat it away, but he doesn't like it. He'll sit with two.
Now looking at a potential five-point game here after BYU got up 13.
Well, we had a lot of a low whistle count until these last couple minutes.
Edgecombe's the shooter, 77%. He's a 1-1 and makes squishes that one. He's got 9 to lead the Bears. So BYU looking to make it a 8-point lead in Baylor basketball. Now it could be 5. 2 for 2 for Edgecombe. He's got 10 here in the first half, and BYU's lead is down to 5. 39-34, 1:15 to play till the break. 13-5, Baylor spurt. Trevin Nell on the angle left. O'Meara's on the bench with those three fouls, by the way. Catchings out front. Catchings. Stutter step, step back three. Again, wow. They're calling it a two. For the time being, a long two. 41-34, BYU by 7. Catchings foot on the line. 45 seconds to go till halftime, but Cannon Catchings is perfect. 4 for 4 from the field, 3 for 3 from three, 2 for 2 from the stripe, 13 for Cannon. Edgecombe runs it to the rim, missed it at the rim. Loose and Mawut on the rebound, and what do we have?
Ojonwana's
called for a hold behind the play, and Ojonwana's going to pick up his second, and that will be another 1-1 for BYU. So, three consecutive front-end situations. Now, are they going to look at that catching step back? I think Kip thinks you got a good enough look at it to call it a two and keep it a two. So 33.1 to play until halftime. Ojonwana picks up his second. Omir's already got his third. And this is a thin Baylor team anyway. Are they saying two-shot foul? Was there a technical call?
Must have been a technical. Yeah, the crowd reacted to that. So this will be... So free throws and free throws, right?
Yes. Technical free throws, a 1-1, and I think the ball Nell's going to take and miss. Back-to-back misses for Trevin Nell. 41-34, the score stays. He's the only guy to miss a free throw tonight. He gets another one. There we go. So 1 for 2 on that trip, and now we will have the 1-1 on the previous foul behind the play. So it's an unusual 1-1 because there are 10 fouls on the board. But because of the sequence, Hall's got to make a front end. So Mark, a chance for 4 or 5 points, and so far BYU has 1. Let's see how many more Dallin Hall can add. 42-34, BYU by 8. There it is. Nice. Dallin Hall swishes that one. So, 43-34. Technical foul. And it was to the bench. It wasn't to Ojonwana. That's a bench technical. This for a 10-point lead, Mark, with 33 seconds to go till halftime. 43-34. Dallin for the second of two to make it 10. Does so. Wow. Cougs up, double figures. Baylor can play for close to a final shot. There's a 3-second separation between game clock and shot clock. BYU will lead at halftime. It's 44-34. Cougs with the lead. Edgecombe, 30 feet away, right side. Trey Stewart's in the game defensively for BYU. He operates at the top of the 2-3 with Mawut Mag. Down to a 13-second shot clock, a 16-second game clock. Baylor's going to try and hold for close to a final shot. Slow bounce for Robert Wright out front. Mawut closes out. Wright will drive. Spin into the alley. Right to the rim. Lays it up and in. With 3 seconds and with 2 and with 1 from backcourt. Dallin Hall almost got it. But Baylor converts on the final possession of the first half to make it an 8-point game. Once he got Mawut closing out, it was too easy for Robert Wright. Blew past Mawut. Right to the rim. Up and in. 44-36. The BYU lead 8 at the break.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball is brought to you in part by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah. Lowest prices in three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Well, maybe the Baylor Bears will cool off a little bit from the three-point line. Consider that in seven of their last eight games, the Bears did it nine or fewer threes, so they've not been lighting it up from the perimeter. But in the first half here at the Marriott Center, the Bears lit it up from the perimeter. 6 for 15 from the three-point line. BYU didn't quite keep pace. 4 for 9 from the line. Now, percentage-wise, BYU shot the better three-point percentage, but by volume and makes, Baylor was the better three-point team. 44-36, Cougar basketball. As we start half number two, 20 minutes to play with BYU in pursuit of its first quad one win of this season.
Well, it'll be a question. That was a well-played first half. Both really good offensive teams. Who can kind of keep it up in the second half may determine it as Baylor will get the first crack at it here.
So Baylor will go right to left as we see it and you hear it. The Baylor front court away from us to our left. BYU coming left to right and the Cougar forecourt right in front of us here courtside. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant, your commentary tandem, and here we go. BYU by 8, but Baylor can make it 6 or 5 to open the second half. V.J. Edgecombe had a really nice first half, 10 for the freshman. Norchad O'Meara, foul trouble in the first half with 3. A driving kick by Edgecombe in the corner to Wright. Wright returns the favor to Edgecombe. He'll drive from the perimeter, find O'Meara for the top of the key 3. Back rim, rebound, reset, Baylor. Another offensive rebound. Low to O'Meara, banks and scores. Off the touch pass from Robert Wright.
One of the hard things about letting a team get an offensive rebound, it's hard to reset defensively, and O'Meara able to sneak in and get an easy bucket.
Cougar lead, which was 13 in the first half, 10 right before halftime, is now down to 6, 44-38. Mawut Mag from the left corner, stripped on his drive, gets it back and finds Damon up top. Right wing, Trevin Nell. Nell into the paint with 4 and 3. Fadeaway jumper around and down for Trevin Nell. Makes it an 8-point game, 46-38. So both teams score twos on their first possessions of half number two. 1 minute, 10 seconds gone.
He's done a nice job when they get a guard switch with LeJonwana to find range. He's just not quick enough to guard Trevin.
Both teams shooting it well. BYU 62, Baylor 45%. Right wing to Nunn. Straight away to Wright. Robert Wright the third. Elbow jumper over Saunders, heavy right into the hands of O'Meara. Two offensive rebounds, 2 makes to open half number two. Norchad O'Meara has 11.
Just got rid of Kaba.
Drive and score the other way off the window. Richie Saunders answers. So, and a steal from Richie off the inbound. 48-40. BYU up 8. Chance for an early second half swing off the steal. Yegor, 3-point range right side. Crossover, step back over O'Meara. Got it! Yegor Demon! 51-40, Cougs up 11, and it may be a timeout for Scott Drew. What a swing! Richie steals the inbounds. It turns into a Yegor Demon triple, a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Yegor, 7 points, 4 assists, an 11-point lead, and a timeout early in half number two.
Yegor putting on a demonstration of how to hit the three, and reports of his poor shooting have been greatly exaggerated. He knocks that down. That was beautiful.
51-40, BYU leading Baylor. Scott Drew timeout. We're taking it. 17:57 to play here at the Marriott Center. Cougs on top on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
After a Norchad O'Meara offensive rebound stick back made it a 6-point game, at 46-40, we had our All-Pro Capital money moment of the game. Brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. And the money moment comes after Baylor makes it a 6-point game. Richie Saunders immediately down the floor. Driving lanes, score. Now it's eight. Then he steals the inbounds. Ends up in the hands of Yegor Demon, who swishes a three over Norchad Omir. A five-point surge without Baylor touching the ball. And the Cougs go from up six to up 11, 51-40, with 17:57 to play here in Provo. That's our All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game right there.
Now, Richie, a little bit off on his shooting, but he makes a great move to beat the defense. And then kind of trickeration as he made the shot. He looked like he's just going to run backwards. He doubles back, gets the steal, and finds an open shooter. Well, Yegor kind of found his shot himself. A beautiful step back from Yegor, but Richie made it possible. Big, big play from those two guys.
So BYU just 2 points off. It's a game-high lead of 13 right now. BYU could really use a stop and something going the other way.
I love how Yegor, your point guard, guards their biggest guy.
Edgecombe low to O'John with a block from behind by Kayla Keda. That's a stop.
Odromina was ahead of Yegor there, but he got some help from Kaba.
Demon. Another three. This one front rims. The rebound to Edgecombe. Down floor, Omir. Omir stripped by Nell into the hands of Mag. Two great defensive plays by BYU to end sure two-point threats for Baylor. Richie Saunders takes a body check on the baseline. Non-shooting situation.
Well, Dallin got picked on that end in the first half, and Trevin gets it back for BYU this half. Richie's so good when he catches that corner. Quick first step baseline. You got to foul him or he's going to score.
Great straight line driver. So first foul of the second half goes against Robert Wright III, his second foul of the night. Kaba Keda off the inbound. Nearly turned it over. Mag chases it down far sideline. Nell collects it at the boundary.
I don't love BYU's baseline inbounds. It's just throw it up, help someone gets it, and then you're just not in a good spot.
Yegor to the right wing over Omir again. He'll take Omir to the elbow. And see a foul at the junction. Was it Nunn on the help that got him, or was it elsewhere with Wright? It's Nunn. Jaden Nunn picks up his first, so the Bears have their second. BYU yet to foul here in the second half. We're almost 3 minutes into half number two. The Cougs, who led by eight at the break, lead by 11 now, 51-40. Baseline send in to the left of the BYU bucket now for Yegor Demon. Yegor with the count at three. The count at four gets it into Richie Saunders' left corner, right in front of Connor McGregor. Yes, he's in the building. Richie Saunders, little yo-yo on Ojanwina. Pulls it out to the arc, down to an eight-second shot clock. Cougs have to hurry now. Yegor to the top. Yegor into Omir. Steps in on him and traveled across the lane. Turnover. So turnover number seven for BYU. That's three on Demon. And with 16:51 to play, it is BYU keeping an 11-point lead at 51-40.
It was a mistake from Richie to give that up. He had Ojanwina on him, and I think that's been a good matchup, the guard against him, trying to guard them on the perimeter.
Nunn between the circles. Left wing, Edgecombe. Edgecombe, 25 feet away, left side. Will now take it topside. Right wing, right. Left wing, Edgecombe. In the zone are the Cougs defensively. Stripe extended left, Nunn. Cross court to right. Right. Outside the three-point line, down to a three-second shot clock. Low pass to Nunn, jumps the three, top of the key, and knocks it down. Jaden Nunn with his second three, and the lead's down to eight. 51-43, seven three-pointers for the Baylor Bears. Nell to answer, missed the three. The tip by Kaba, and the save on the baseline. Here come the Bears. 51-43, Cougs lead it. Right on a full sprint to the trailer, Edgecombe. Edgecombe draws contact at the rim, lays it up and in, and the foul. Chance for a three-point play and a five-point, make it six-point swing. Wow. 15:59 to play. It's a whole new ball game. Baylor makes it 51-45. Chance to make it a five-point game next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Athletics would like to thank tonight's game sponsor, Intermountain Health. Official medical provider for BYU Athletics. A little more than 4 minutes gone here in half number two, and Baylor's taken an 8-point halftime deficit, made it six, chance to make it five as we come back in. 3-point bucket for Baylor, 3-point miss by Baylor, and a 3-point play chance the other way for Baylor. As VJ Edgecombe will be shooting a free throw, he's got 12, looking to make it 13 as we come back from this break.
Nunn hit a big shot late in the clock. He probably wouldn't have shot it, but he had to, and he made it. Now a chance for a three-point here, so a big swing here. BYU pretty good in a half-court set defense, Greg, but even though it wasn't a fast break, because Trevin missed it and it was long, BYU is scrambling to match up defensively. So at early offense, it's not a fast break, but it's early offense. Edgecombe gets a clear alley. He's able to go right to the hoop. So you have to really, especially off a miss, get back, find your guy, set your defense, because Baylor's coming.
Well, Baylor's got two wins this year when trailing by double digits in the second half. And they were down double digits a moment ago at 51-40. They've come back from down 16 in the second half for a win against St. John's, down 12 in the second half for a win against Kansas State, and now being down 11 here in the second half. The Bears are about to score six in a row if Edgecombe can make the free throw. Norchad O'Meara, by the way, is on the bench with three fouls. No fouls yet in the second half. He got three in the first, and he's sitting for the moment. That means Jalen Celestine is back in the game. So B.J. Edgecombe, who is 2-for-2 at the free throw line and 19 for his last 21 at the stripe, will now shoot for a three-point play and a 6-0 run. B.J. Edgecombe from the Bahamas makes the free throw. Perfect at the line and 13 points on the night.
Surprise pressure here from Baylor.
13 points ties Cannon Catchings for the game-high lead in that category. 51-46. It was an 11-point lead a moment ago. Six in a row for the Bears. Yegor up top. Right corner, Richie. Pull, fire, miss from three. And Kata fouls in the fight for the rebound. Well, things slipping for BYU here early in half number two. Traore checking in, Catchings checking in for Saunders and Kata. Baker will check in, Dawson in for Nell. Dawson first half, 6 points on 2-for-2, 6 points in 5 minutes. And Baker's really been maximizing his time on the floor of late. Baylor can make it a one-possession game here. It was BYU by 11 a minute ago. 51-46, Cougs on top. And Baylor feels they've got this game right where they want it. Robert Wright in the center oval. Edgecombe high, BYU zoning. Edgecombe splits defenders, handoff with Jamon a hammer dunk. Eight in a row for the Bears.
Yeah, way too easy as at a high screen. Edgecombe able to get in the paint and then drew Fusini up and easy dunk.
Catching's right wing, trying to wheel away from Jaden Nunn. Releases high to Demon. 5 minutes gone here in the second half, and it's all Baylor right now, an 8-0 run. Demon, left wing, Catchings. Catchings, baseline jumper, got it.
Wow.
Cannon Catchings cannot miss tonight. 15 on 5-for-5, 3-for-3 from three. That was a beautiful mid-range shot, and man, did BYU need that, Mark. It's a five-point game again, 53-48.
High degree of difficulty, step back, baseline, 15-footer, wow.
Right wing, Edgecombe. But Baylor making every time down the floor right now. 63% shooting for the Bears here in the second half. Jabbing is Celestine. Three, heavy. Got to get the rebound, and Baylor has it instead. Nunn sends out to right. Straight away, Nunn. Edgecombe in the corner, a three. And he makes it. BYU. Second chance points. Yeah. BYU is getting hammered on second chance points. 16-7. And it's a two-point game, 53-51. That's going to be what costs BYU this game if they do not win it, is second chance points.
Baylor is one of the best in the country at just that.
Yegor shoving away Ojamwa, an elbow jumper, no offensive rebound. Foose puts it on the floor, trying to go back up with it. They triple team collapse on it. Finds Dawson, huge three, no! Offensive rebound, Mawut, and on the floor, foul on the Bears. The Cougs will keep possession of the Celestine foul. Baylor has made four of its last five. 60% shooting in the second half. The offensive rebounds, 10-8. And the second chance points, 16-7. You want to be at least 1.2 points for offensive rebound. And Baylor is at 1.6 points per offensive rebound right now.
And once they do get an offensive rebound, you have to scramble again to get set defensively. And Dawson was late getting to the corner.
Dallin Hall sends to Foose at the free throw line off the inbound. Baker right wing, right corner Hall. 15-second shot clock, 13:45 game clock. It's a two-point game. The Cougar lead of 11 down to two. Foose is double-teamed. They knock it away. They foul Foose. Who got him this time? It'll be foul number four Foul goes to Jason Asamoah, only his second. So four fouls for the Bears, two for BYU. Bears are red hot and doing some of their best work off of misses. Baker lobs into Foose. Foose outside, now mid alley right. A back down on the single team. Now comes the double. Squeezes up the jump hook. Kind of a two-hand push jump hook, and it goes for Foose. What a big make there. 55-51. The BYU lead is four.
That was a tough shot as the double was coming.
Yes.
Foose somehow squeezed it up.
BYU really in need of a stop here. And not just one stop, maybe more than one, because offensive rebounds are the Bears' specialty tonight. Celestine shoves away Catchings, drives and bounces right wing to Asamoah. Asamoah lost it on the dribble, but it falls into the hands of Omir, taken away by Dawson Baker. Great steal by the Cougs. Dallin Hall, down floor, Mawut. Mawut a step, throws it up,
oh!
And goes! Oh, wave it off!
No,
they
come on!
They call the foul on the floor. Mawut,
oh,
with a beautiful
man.
Move to get to the rim.
Wow.
And they say the foul happened before the shot goes off.
Me?
That should have been a three-point play.
That's absolutely in the motion.
He was tripped as he was going up with it. And it'll be out of bounds. Wave off the bucket. Would have made it a six-point game with a chance to make it seven.
That's
instead, it's BYU out of bounds. Tony Padilla makes the call, wiping off the basket.
Wow.
So baseline send in for Dallin Hall. In to Foose in the right block.
Triple
sees
team.
A double. Sees a triple. Baker will cycle Cannon. NBA three, top of the key.
Cannon.
Why not? Why not? Cannon Catchings. Four for four from three. Catchings makes it a seven-point lead. 58-51. The perfect night continues for Cannon Catchings. Cannon fire, top of the key. 12:30 to go. 58-51. 5-0 surge for BYU.
I'll have what he's having, man. He's just been on one tonight.
Catchings three off his career high. Edgecombe, runner at the rim, up and in. Edgecombe scores it to answer. He's got 15.
What a great shot that was.
And now what do we have? Delay warning on Norchad Omir off the make from Edgecombe to a five-point game, 58-53. What a response from the Bears.
It's an entertaining game.
The Cougs were surging back in front with five in a row. But what a make by Edgecombe. A freshman taking matters into his own hands, answering a freshman who's doing the same for BYU. Cannon Catchings, 18 on 6-for-6 from the field, 4-for-4 from three.
Capoose down low.
Missed it at the rim. 58-53, the BYU lead stays 5, 12 minutes to go here in Provo. Omir hard to the hole, lays it up, missed, tipped no by Ojamwina, knocked out of bounds by Ojamwina. It'll be BYU basketball. Cannon Catchings, one off his career high of 5 threes. He has 4 tonight. We go to a timeout on the floor. Mark, am I right? Is it BYU ball after this?
BYU ball, absolutely.
All right, 11:54 to play in Provo. It's a wild one. Cougs 58 and the Bears of Baylor 53 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Checking back in on that game in Lawrence, it did go final, and Kansas did end up winning the game. They win 91-87 over UCF. Other action going on now, Arizona State with a one-point lead at Colorado, 54-53, and it's Utah with a one-point advantage over Cincinnati, 27-26. Back over to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats at the Marriott Center. Once again, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thanks, Shep. Baylor down to a seven-man team again. They only played seven on Saturday in Salt Lake, won that game, playing only seven tonight, hanging in this game, down five to BYU, 58-53. BYU fans, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. BYU shooting 57% for the game. Baylor shooting 49% for the contest. BYU from three, 40%. Baylor from three, 42%. Both teams making their free throws. Both teams even in rebounds. What a game. Five-point game as we are under 12 to go here in Provo. 11:54 to play. Connor McGregor taking a picture with Kalani Sitake courtside because that's going to happen here at the Marriott Center.
Well, second chance points keeping Baylor in this game. And both teams had easy gimmies down low. Boost miss and then Baylor misses a couple down low to get BYU back with the ball. So in a game of hot shooting, they both miss a couple bunnies here last two possessions.
When will Norchad Omir pick up his fourth foul? He's on the floor with three. BYU on the floor with Baker, Hall, Saunders, Catchings, and Traore.
And his, I believe, aunt, right, is in the building as well.
Tamika Catchings is here. Fuseni Traore, top of the key. As we continue our faces in the crowd, shout-outs tonight. Dallin Hall from the right wing, left side, Dawson Baker. Dawson is 2 for 3. Low to Foose. Foose pirouetting in the paint. Missed it right at the rim. Oh, my goodness.
He's doing too much. He had him beat and gave a pump fake. Didn't need it.
BYU, you think, would be up 7 off that. He makes that 9 times out of 10, Mark. Left corner. Now left wing, Robert Wright. Straight away to Edgecombe. He's been outstanding at 18 points. Straight away, Ojonwina. Left wing, right. Calls for a screen. A short roll by Ojonwina as Wright misses the runner. Offensive rebound, Omir. Maybe traveled with it? No. Celestine will drive into traffic. A block shot, a knock out of bounds, and it'll stay. Well, no, it'll go to BYU. They say Baylor touches last. So both teams missing chances inside. Again.
That's 4 straight possessions, basically point-blank shots, not going for either team.
Who will make the next big one? 58-53. Cougs lead it under 11 to play here in Provo. Well, the tension mounting with every minute here at the Marriott Center. Dallin Hall, left wing. Right side, Ritchie. Right corner, Cannon Catchings. Hasn't missed a shot tonight. Dallin Hall will drive it from the left wing, high to Baker on the arc right. Baker will jab it, move into Celestine, back him down, step in, floater, missed. Offensive rebound, no, lost to Baylor. Down floor, Omir. Omir too far beneath the bucket, knocked it off the underside of the rim, out of bounds, BYU basketball.
Richie got a piece of it from behind. I thought it would be off BYU.
So, back and forth we go with no shots being made.
What is happening?
BYU scoreless in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Cougs still lead by 5.
I'd like to see a little more Ritchie off the dribble trying to get in the paint.
Saunders, quiet night. 3 for 10.
Or shoot.
Missed the 3. Offensive rebound. Foose lost it to Ojonwina. And here come the Bears the other way.
Like he had it in his hands.
He did.
How he lost that.
Robert Wright on the arc left side. Wipes away Catchings. Cut off beneath the basket to Ojonwina. Two-hand flush. 9 for Josh Ojonwina. It's a one-possession game. 58-55. Kevin Young calls timeout in the BYU forecourt. 10:02 to go. Ritchie, bad night for a bad night at this point. 3 for 11 from the field. 0 for 4 from 3. Comes into tonight as the Big 12's fourth leading scorer in conference play. Now, he can still turn this thing around in the last 10 minutes. There's no doubt about that. We've seen him make big shot after big shot in huge moments. Hasn't happened for him yet. Will it happen down the stretch? If it doesn't, BYU might be in a spot of trouble. The Cougs 0 for the last 4 from the floor. Scoreless in 3 minutes. 10 minutes to play in a one-possession ball game. 58-55. The Cougar lead. Still a lead, but it's down to 3.
Yeah, you look at Foose. He's obviously one of the best ever with his back to the basket scoring here, but I think it hurts him when he gets limited minutes. I think he needs to play to feel confident, and he's just a little bit happy with his feet. He needs to finish those. I mean, he had 2-point blankers and another one that was contested he should have got. That's 6 points in a tight game. He just can't afford not to have that.
And you hope those close-in misses don't come home to roost on this one. BYU still shooting a great number, 53%. But Baylor closely approaching it, 48%. Now we're at 10:02 to go. We had already taken the under 12-minute media timeout, had we not? That's a long break, but we're coming out of it now. BYU basketball presented by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. BYU lead down to 3. But the Cougs have played with the lead for more than 27 minutes. Baylor's time in the lead, less than 2 minutes. And this Baylor team having to expend a lot of energy to hang with BYU. And again, BYU has played 11 players. Baylor's played 7.
It's been almost 3 minutes. They need a bucket here. They're 0 for the last 4, and 3 of those were in the paint.
Saunders into Hall. Hall topside. Right wing Baker thought about it. Moves into Ojonwina. High to Dallin again. Hall. terminates. Lob low to Foose. Foose right up to the rim. Missed it untight, but he's fouled. He'll get two free throws. Smaller player Jaden Nunn came in and got in Foose's way, fouled him. It took the momentum off the shot, so now Foose has to earn it at the free throw line. Foose, decent free throw shooter at 83%, 35 for 42 on the year. And two big free throws with under 10 to play. Nope. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Second. Got that one. Rim, rim, window in. BYU by 4, 59-55. BYU no field goals in 3 minutes. When will the Bears cool down considerably? 54% shooting here in the second half. Edgecombe spots an opening, cut off on the left block. High to Omir, straight away right. Down to an 8-second shot clock. Left wing, none. Touch pass, Edgecombe in the corner. Knocks down the three. His fourth three. 21 for VJ Edgecombe.
His communication wide open in the corner late in the clock.
Edgecombe, 4 for 6 from deep. Feels like he's hitting everything. Cannon is hitting everything. Straight away, Baker. It's a one-point game. Baker for three, heavy on it. Offensive rebound, Foose. Back up.
There you go, Foose.
Converts on the stick back. Big make for Foose. BYU 61, Baylor 58. The Bears got it to a one-point game. BYU pushes it back to three. Baylor's large lead came at 6-3. BYU's large lead was 13 late in the first half. Nunn wiping away Baker. Bangs into him. Leans into him. Squeezes it up and scores it. Nunn has 8. One-point game again. 61-60. BYU lead down to 1.
Actually, really good defense. That's just a tough shot.
Foose out between the rings. Bounces to the right. Pivots away from pressure. Has catchings on the arc right side. 8:15 to play here in Provo. Cannon. Step back to the top of the key. Another make.
A 2.
That's a 20-footer from Cannon Catchings. He's had 2 long shots that were close to being threes. That's a long 2. Catchings has 20, one off a career high. And BYU stays in front by 3, 63-60. I feel like consecutive stops and consecutive makes are going to be just what the Cougars need in this one. But getting stops, difficult. Omir nearly airballs a 3. That will help. Richie Saunders comes the other way. Right wing, Hall. Hall, step back. Lob low, Foose. Foose. Doesn't see the double. Single to the middle. Jump hook missed over Omir. And Baylor on the rebound. 63-60. The Coug lead 3. Timeout. We're taking it. 7:33 to go here in Provo. Foose single team right at the rim. He's shaking his head. He missed in tight. Another miss for Traore, who's missed 3 short ones. BYU's lead is 3. 63-60. 7:33 to go here at the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center. Let's check in on our points in the paint category. It's brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. And the points in the paint category is as even as the game itself. Baylor 26 points in the paint to BYU's 24. The scoreboard shows BYU in front 63-60. So my key for the remainder of the game is to keep Baylor under 50% for the night. And they're at 48.9% right now. The Bears have won 65 consecutive games when they shoot 50% or better. They're shooting 56 after halftime. And again, just under 49 for the game. And what a game this has been. BYU's led for 30 of 32 and a half minutes. But if BYU is to pick up, Mark, its best win of the year and its first quad one win of the year, the Cougs will truly have earned it, because this Baylor team has been incredibly resilient and playing with a short bench of only 2 players, playing with Omir on 3 fouls for quite a long time. Every other player has at least 2 fouls. Scott Brew, one of the most accomplished coaches in the game, finding a way to hang here at one of the best buildings for college basketball that there is, the Marriott Center. It is 63-60 with 7:33 to go here in Provo.
Danny Ainge and our great triple-double man, Collinsworth, Travis Hanson. Put that lineup in. I like that lineup. Brian Santiago, even with that little five-year-old girl, I still like that starting five.
What's it going to take, Mark, for BYU on the stretch?
They got to hit some threes. They're 2-for-8 in this half. They're getting good looks. They're just not hitting them. I think Foose is done. He did some good things, but was hurting BYU by not hitting those shots inside. And so I think they'll go with the team that can take it out to the perimeter and knock down some threes.
Yegor Demon's back in the game for BYU. Demon, Nell, Catchings, Mag, and Kata. Robert Wright, the third, finds Edgecombe up high, back to Wright with a 15-second shot clock. It's Edgecombe. Edgecombe lobs it up for Omir into
great
traffic,
defense.
Though. Mawut Mag came away with it and was fouled, I believe, as he tried to intercept that alley-oop.
That was Kaba Kata coming back, recognizing the play, and was able to disrupt that alley-oop.
That's three on Edgecombe. It's 1-1. It is already 7 fouls. So BYU's only at 2. Mark, it may take free throws to win this game for BYU. The Cougs are already at 7, single bonus, and they've only fouled twice, so Baylor's got a ways to go to get there. Mawut Mag with a huge front end here in a 3-point game. Nope.
That shot well from the free throw line in the first half, but that demon is coming back to haunt the Cougars.
Cougs have lost games on free throws this year. There's no doubt about it. Celestine out front. Hands off Edgecombe. Edgecombe races it left, and now the weave comes to the right. Nunn to right on the right side. Right to the top. Robert Wright to the elbow. Banks strong. Offensive rebound, Omir. Blocked by Kata, foul by Kata. Free throws, Omir. 72% free throw shooter. Norchad Omir's not taking a free throw tonight. That's foul number 3, a front end situation. And front ends have cost BYU in games this year as well. And it's a big miss from Mag a minute ago. Instead of it being a 5-point game, it may be a 1-point game.
Okay, but had good position on Omir, but the rebound came off so quickly, couldn't get his hands up. And
Omir,
then Kaba fouls. That's 4 on Kaba.
11-6 for the active double-double leader. 77 double-doubles for the career as Omir knocks down the free throw. 63-61. The Cougar lead down to 2. Still a ton of time left. 6:58. 1-for-2 on the trip. Cougs will take every break they can get down the stretch. Yegor is going to run it into forecourt left side. 63-61. BYU led by 20 from Cannon Catchings on a perfect night. 7-for-7. 20 points, 1 off his career high. Cycle Nell to Yegor out front. Down to a 10-second shot clock. 6:40 on the game. Yegor pushed on his drive. Now he gets a 1-and-1. And foul number 8, at least one more, or it could be up to one more, 1-and-1 coming for BYU. Yegor will now shoot. And that foul goes against Omir. That is the 4th. So Norchad Omir finally picked up his 4th foul. He will sit. Josh Ojanwuna in, but Scott Drew masterfully managing foul trouble Saturday and again tonight with only a 7-player team, a 2-man bench. Yegor front end in a 2-point game. Yep, rattled it home. This to make it a 2-possession game with 6:36 to play. Yegor for the 2nd of 2. Yes. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. BYU by 4, 65-61. Demon, 2-for-2, 9 points on the night to go along with 4 assists. Robert Wright will start at right. At the right elbow, lean in, pass high to Celestine. Celestine left wing, Edgecombe. Edgecombe 21, Catchings 20. Freshman scoring stars in this one. Edgecombe gives it up to Nunn. Long 3, right side heavy, and off the window to Kata. Kevin Young urging his team forward. Yegor cross court to Cannon. And what do we have in four court here?
The coach Young was on the floor, and know what they'll call a delay of game or what they could call it.
They stopped play with BYU on the break.
Coaches usually get a lot of latitude to come on the floor.
The shot clock was not correct. So 26 on the shot. Apparently it now is right. But BYU was racing into forecourt, and the officials stopped play. Now Baylor is set defensively. 6:07 to go. BYU by 4. Can make it 6 or 7. Ojomo reaches in. A turnover by Demon. Picked off the pass for Catchings. None to the rim. Up and in. Foul chance for a three-point play. BYU chance to make it 6 or 7. And now it could be a one-point game. And that pass to the sideline was easily picked off. And off go the Bears. What a time for that error.
And on a night when Cannon has been flawless, Cannon didn't even touch him. He wasn't even a foot away from him on that. Should have been an easy two, but not a three-point opportunity. Well, I can't criticize Cannon for that, but he does need to be more aggressive on that. Part of that is Yegor's lazy pass. Part of it is Cannon's got to go get that pass. We saw BYU lose a game against Ole Miss because of a similar type of play.
Jaden Nunn made the layup, and he's fouled. Chance for a three-point play. It's his first free throw try of the night. Only a 64% free throw shooter is Jaden Nunn. Catchings with his first foul of the night, but Mark up 4 with the ball. Go up 6 or 7. Instead, it can be a one-point game the other way.
I mean,
they called it on 13, Kada, not on Catchings. So they changed the foul to Kada. And on Kava, that's going to be 4 then, Mark?
Yeah, that is 4. I previously said he had 4, but that was on Yegor. So Yegor with 3, Kada with 4.
Well, if Baylor wins this game, that may be the play of the game. The steal, the sprint, and the score.
You just have to value that basketball in this type of game. Every possession is so critical.
8 BYU points have turned into 14 and maybe 15 Baylor turnovers. Baylor capitalizing on giveaways and offensive rebounds. None. Only, again, a 64% free throw shooter. Just to make it a one-point game. 5:58 to go. Shooting into the rock into the arena. Makes the free throw. He's got 11. Third bear in double figures. Edgecombe 21, Omir 12, Nunn 11. Catchings the only Cougar in double figures with 20. Nines for Nell and Demon. 8 for Saunders on a tough shooting night. Richie's on the bench on a 3 for 11 night. A rare, rough night for Richie. Omir will sit with 4. Asimota in the game with 2. It's a one-point game, Mark. 65-64. Baylor within 1. Under 6 to play. Baylor has led for only 1 minute and 47 seconds. BYU's led for more than 31 minutes. Yegor rocks a dribble on Edgecombe. Passes to Nell, left wing, back to Yegor out front. A one-hand whip in the corner to Catchings. Drive, reverse lay-in.
And
score and one! Outstanding! The perfect night continues for Cannon Catchings. 8 for 8 from the field. Career-high 22 points. And a chance to complete a three-point play. The drive, the hang, and the hit.
Wow. We had thought Cannon may never factor in again in this. It was just on a downward trajectory. But now it's a skyrocketing trajectory. He's been fantastic in this one. And this is great news for BYU going forward. Not just in this game, but going forward. A beautiful play.
67-64. BYU by 3. Catchings to make it 4. And makes the free throw. He's made everything tonight. BYU by 4, 68-64. That foul went to Edgecombe, his 4th. Edgecombe and Omir, 4 apiece. Fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center. 5:30 to play. Scott Drew trying to call a play. All he can do is pantomime right now. 15-second shot clock.
They're unsure about what they're running.
Right up top. Robert Wright the 3rd. On the dribble, down to a 7-second shot clock. Edgecombe, hesitation, high to right, straight away 3, knocks it down. Robert Wright the 3rd with his first 3 of the night. It's a 1-point game, and Baylor has banged 10 threes tonight to BYU 6. If Baylor wins, it'll be on the strength of the 3-point shot. 68-67, BYU lead down to 1 again. Baylor's not had many nights like this from the 3-point line. Trevin Nell from the three-point line. Passes out of it to Demon. Under 10 on the shot. Demon straight away 3. Long on it. Great offensive rebound by Foose. Foose on a reset to Mag. Touch pass high to Demon. Demon's pass nearly turned over. Trevin will drive. Lob it up. Too heavy to handle for Foose. But a slap out by Trevin. And the Cougs will reset. And what do we have? The shot clock didn't properly reset. Does it hit the rim? Or did it? 68-67, 4:35 on the clock, and the officials call the stoppage. I think, for a shot clock situation. But BYU hustling on the 50-50s to keep the ball alive. BYU really struggling from the arc tonight. 6 for 18 from 3, Mark. And the Cougs opened up pretty hot from distance. But not much going from the three-point line. Conversely, Baylor, 10 threes. Now consider, they've made 9 or fewer threes in 7 of their last 8 coming in 2 tonight. The one game they hit double-digit threes in Big 12 play, they won it. They're trailing right now 68-67 with 4:35 to play, and they've gone to the monitor to check on the shot clock.
I don't think it should be reset, as Trevin really hard on that lob. It was there. Foos was there, but too hard and too far. But Trevin did a nice job of getting that carom and tipping it out in the corner.
We'll call those offensive rebounds Hyundai Power Plays of the Game, brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealer, sponsor of the Power Play of the Game. And those two offensive rebounds were powerful for BYU. Reggie Saunders will check back in. Offensive rebounds now. 10 for BYU, 12 for Baylor. Second chance points, 11 for BYU, 17 for Baylor. Cougs on the floor with Demon, Saunders, Catchings, Nell, and Traore. 11-second shot clock. They put one more second on the shot, 4:35 on the game. And here we go. BYU 68 and Baylor 67. Can the Cougs somehow find a way to hang on and win a massive game here at the Marriott Center? Catchings in the right corner, releases high to Demon. Down to 5, down to 4, 3 for Trevin. Floater blocked. Here comes Baylor the other way. A chance to lead for the first time since early in the first half. Nell 3 for 6 tonight. Baylor in forecourt away from us, 2 hour left. Baylor playing for its first lead in a long, long time. Edgecombe squeezes it up, misses at the rim. A good contest by the Cougs, and Trevin Nell on the rebound. Yegor down the floor. Yegor down the barrel. Oh. Yegor up and in at the rim. Driving lay-in. Yegor Demon, 70-67. The Cougs take the lead of 3. Next whistle will be the under 4-minute media timeout, and here it is. 3:44 to go. BYU back in front. Yegor Demon to double figures. He's got 11 to go along with 5 assists, 99 assists for his freshman year. We're taking a break. BYU 70, Baylor 67 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Well, with Connor McGregor in the building, it has been a knockdown dragout between BYU and Baylor tonight. One possession game, 70-67. BYU on top with 3:44 to play. BYU basketball brought to you in part by Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. 17,297 fans, including Conor McGregor and Kalani Sitake, in the building tonight to see a great one between BYU and Baylor here in the Big 12.
Well, BYU hasn't had a lot of luck in these types of games this year, but it's time to create a new narrative for this team, that they find a way to get a win here. And got a big shot from Yegor. I loved him in transition. He was under control. He kind of probed his way through the defense, and all of a sudden he's at the rim scoring it. That's a beautiful play there. And now it's about getting stops on the other end and making free throws and making big plays.
Now, BYU's lost 2 overtime games, a 5-point game in regulation, and a 4-point game in regulation. So they've yet to close out a close one. And we are in a close one here at the Marriott Center. What a massive defensive sequence forthcoming for BYU. 3-point lead. Bears on the floor with 2 players with 4 fouls each. Edgecombe and Omir, 4 apiece.
Really
good. Ojonwana, Wright, and Nunn also on the floor.
Be on your toes. This will be a set play out of the timeout for Coach Drew.
Robert Wright III with a 14-second shot clock. Terminates. Lobs to Omir. He's alone at the free throw line. Dives low on Saunders. And in and out, offensive rebound. Omir goes back up with it. Fouled, he'll shoot 2 free throws. The Cougs got the miss. They couldn't find the rebound. Another offensive rebound. 13 on the night for Baylor. And it's so far resulted in 17 second chance points. Omir can make it 18 and 19. Last year, BYU beat Baylor here on the strength of second chance points. If Baylor can return the favor, it'll be on that same category. Omir, free throw miss. 1 for 3 tonight is Norchad Omir.
Almost looked like he tried to shoot that before the rock could be ready, and it didn't work.
0 for 2. And Chicken. Foose on the rebound. BYU with two free throw misses and a rebound. Up three are the Cougs. Foose hands off to Richie. Top of the key.
Go, go,
gets
Richie,
past Ojomina. He cuffs it. Squeezes it up. Misses it. Offensive rebound up and scores it. It rolls around and drops down. And one. Wow. Robert Wright III with his third foul. Richie Saunders misses at the rim. Gets his own rebound. Squeezes it up in traffic, takes a hit, and scores it as it rolled around and around and finally down. And BYU 72, Baylor 67. A three-point play chance for Richie Saunders, 3:10 to play.
I love the play off of Curl. He just head down and went for it.
Got it! Six-point BYU lead, 73-67. Two free throw misses at one end for Baylor. Three-point play at the other end for BYU. Cougs 73, Bears 67.
Still an eternity in this one. 3 minutes.
Fans on their feet here in Provo. Right, straight away to the right wing. Drives into Mag. Mag stands him up. Wright's got to give it up. And a foul is called on Dallin Hall.
Away
down on the
ball.
Baseline. That's going to be number six on BYU. So non-shooting. The Bears not yet to the bonus. BYU's in the double bonus, so every Baylor foul will be two free throws for BYU.
Wow.
This is non-shooting. 20-second shot clock, 2:51 game clock. BYU a two-possession, six-point lead on Hall. That's number two.
A minimal contact there. Wright was in jail, and they bail him out.
Edgecombe high to none. Thought about the three. Wright will take that three and make that three.
Just
Robert Wright III. Another three. That's 11 for Baylor tonight. If the Bears win this one, it will have come from the three-point line. The margin of victory. Rhaegor Demon drives to the left elbow. High to Foose. BYU by 3, 73-70. Baylor 11 for 25 from deep. Demon, center circle. 10-second shot clock. Cougs looking to answer. Yegor rocks it. Yegor drives it. Takes a hit. Corner. Mag, three. Got it! My wood mag! He's caught up with Edgecombe as he's coming back up the floor. Inadvertent contact. No call. But what a make from Mag. Magnificent. 76-70 BYU by 6. And that was right in front of Conor McGregor. Will it be a knockout punch for BYU? The Cougs foul on four court. And now it's 1-1. And that was right in front of Conor. That was right in front of him. Mag in the corner. The high arcing rainbow three. And now 76-70, the BYU lead. Two free throws for the Bears who just missed two a moment ago. And I think they called Foose on that foul, didn't they?
They're asking if they need to check that, if that was a three or not as well.
But I didn't think the foul was on.
I thought it was on Foose.
A shooter.
He signaled four or five.
Yeah, I thought it was on Foose, but I didn't think that was. They're reviewing the foul with 2:01 to play.
I love the BYU hat on Connor, and I was hoping that would be the knockout punch for BYU. What a big shot from Mawood, but come down immediately, pick up a foul. So Baylor getting points, possible points with no clock going off.
Now it's 1-1. I didn't think the foul was on a shooter, Mark. Did you? Oh, hold on, here we get the call.
It's 1-1.
Just missed the announcement from Kip there. What did he say? I do believe.
I think they were looking at the Mawood situation.
Yeah, Mawood ran into Edgecombe. Just inadvertent contact on the way up. Edgecombe kind of hit the back or held the back of his head, but Mawood was simply running up floor and Edgecombe was in his way. There was nothing there. At the other end, though, two shots or 1-1?
It should be 1-1. It was there wasn't on the shot. It was
okay.
out on the perimeter.
On Foose. And so 1-1. Baylor just missed two. Robert Wright, an 80% free throw shooter's not taken a free throw tonight, but 39 for 49 on the year. He's outstanding at the line. 1-1 for the Bears. You were down six. 2 minutes to play. 2:01 to be precise. First free throw is up. Good. Steady.
He's keeping them in this. That big three and now free throws.
Two threes after halftime. Nothing in the first half. He's got 11. Averaging 11.9 per game. Robert Wright III. This game has been pulsating. 76-71. Cougar lead 5. 2 for 2 on the trip. He is sure-handed. 76-72, BYU. Saunders runs the end line into Mag at the boundary. Gets it back to Ritchie. Nearly raked. Gets it forward to Demon. Demon on the arc left side. Demon's going to cuff it down the lane. Hang and hit.
Oh.
Bank it and score it. Yeagle in the paint. And the Cougs are up six again, 78-72. Mark, BYU needs a stop right here, right now.
I love angry, aggressive Yeagle.
Right to the right wing.
Oh, threes.
Omir back to right, outside the perimeter. Robert White will drive it into the paint, throw it up, and get it to go again. BYU does not get the stop, and they can't stop Robert Wright. 78-74, it is back to a four-point game. 125 to go. Just a couple of stops away, Mark. 78-74, BYU being forced to answer every time down, but they are doing it. Demon should have been fouled out front, no call. Whips a pass to Saunders, stripe extended left side. 15-second shot clock, 1:11 on the game clock. BYU 78, Baylor 74. A make on this possession will half close the door for BYU. With four and with three, Saunders jumps a pass, traveled. On the jump, he traveled. He says he was pushed, and that is a killer. That is a turnover. No points on the possession. 59.5 to go. Baylor basketball. The Cougs need to force a little clock off and somehow get a miss here.
Yeah, I want to get 10-15 at least off the clock on this possession. Guard the three.
78-74. Cougs lead. 50 seconds to play. Robert Wright to the left elbow. Gets right to the rim. Scoop and score.
So
uncontested
easy.
Layup. In under 10 seconds. 78-76, BYU's lead down to two. The Cougars' late-game demons needing to be exercised here tonight. Timeout and forecourt. The Cougs are a make and a stop away from maybe winning this, Mark, but a Ritchie Saunders turnover a second ago. And this is double bonus time. You're shooting two free throws on every foul, just force the issue, but the Cougs don't get the foul. They give it away. And now a BYU team that has yet to close a close game this year has a chance to close a close game here against Baylor. The Cougs have the ball. The Cougs have the lead. It's 40.3 on the clock. It's a 20-second shot. It's a timeout to Kevin Young, and the Cougs will have the ball in forecourt. But Robert Wright, 4 points in the first half, 12 after halftime.
That last one was quizzical because Yeager was there. I think he was trying to think, thought the lob might be coming for him, but he backed away. It was an easy layup. So now all you're worried about is getting a bucket. You get a bucket, you're in great shape here. You've got double bonus.
You make a two-possession game with a make here.
You don't want to wait too long. That was the problem with the last possession, that Ritchie waited. They waited too long for Ritchie, and he was forced to kind of try and force it. It wasn't really his fault on the turnover as it was getting very late in the clock, but you want to run your play here and get a good look. You hit this shot, this game might be over.
Cougs without a quad one win. The Cougs without a close game win. They can take care of both of those things here tonight in the next 40 seconds. BYU 78 and Baylor 76. A make and a stop may be all the Cougs need. Hall, Saunders, Demon, Kata, Mag. Dallin handed the ball. Goes backcourt to Demon. 20 seconds on the shot, 40 on the game. Yeagle, guarded by Nunn out near the timeline. Yeagle right-hand dribble, starts it to the right, jumps a pass to Hall straight away. Under 10 on the shot. Saunders operates outside the left elbow, down to 6, down to 5. Ritchie,
I don't know,
to Demon with 3 and 2. Desperation triple off the flange, and the rebound to Baylor. Edgecombe had it. They thought he traveled. No call.
Just
and the
no
clock
threes.
Is down to 12 seconds. 78-76. BYU leading it. Right to the baseline with 7 and with 6. Right to the rim. And a foul is called, and he'll go to the free throw line to tie the game with 4.3 to go. One miss may be all BYU needs, but Mark, BYU could not get a good enough shot up in the closing minute. A turnover and then a desperation three are the best the Cougs could muster in the last two possessions. This last one coming out of a timeout. And Robert Wright, who's done it all for Baylor, now goes to the line. Two-shot foul, right? They'll call it a shooting foul. He's beneath the basket. So,
yes.
2 for 2 tonight. 41 for 51 on the year. Shooting into the rock end. We'll let the fans tell you what happens. One-point game, 78-77. The Cougs have already lost two games in overtime this year. We're 4.3 and a free throw make away from possibly another one. But BYU will have a chance even if Wright makes this free throw.
There's plenty of time. No need to throw up a shot at half court.
A miss and a rebound could win it for BYU. Second for the tie. Got it again. Timeout, Kevin Young and BYU. BYU could not hold the lead in the last minute.
Yeah, two poor possessions as it got late in the clock, and one was a turnover, one was a long forced three from Yegor. And then it's Wright on the other end. I mean, Wright, phenomenal. I mean, that was a, we know how difficult it is to make free throws in that situation. He hit them both smoothly.
BYU's been outscored 8-2 in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, good news is you got a lot of time. You got
4.
A chance
3.
To win this game, and you can worry about what you did wrong after if it doesn't work, but you got a chance to win it, a great chance to win it right here.
The last 14 points have all been scored by Robert Wright.
Well, there's no answer for him. Quick off the dribble, he hit the three. And
one of your pregame keys was don't let any one guy get hot. And it was Edgecombe earlier, and now Wright the closer for Baylor. It's 78-78 with 4.3 to go. BYU will have a shot to win it. If not, we go to overtime where BYU's not won a game yet this year.
It's time for BYU to get a game winner.
Hey. 76-70, BYU lead, 2 minutes to go.
2 times prior to this, in this situation, they've gone to Yegor and he's shot from the wing. I can try and maybe get it to Dallin Hall, let him get up the floor and dish it.
It was 78-72, 6 in a row for Baylor. 4.3. Inbounding will be Demon. He's got Saunders, he's got Hall, Catchings, and Kata. Yegor runs the end line. Gives it to Hall on the end line. In what?
4.3.
Oh. The clock started mistakenly.
Yeah, they passed
on
it.
The end line. When they passed it on the end line, the clock started.
Man.
So we'll bring it back. It'll still be 4.3. When Demon passed it to Hall, still out of bounds, the clock started.
Well, they run the same play. Now Baylor knows what's going to happen.
Demon handed the ball, runs the end line. Will again give it back to Hall on the end line. The ball yet to be inbounded. Now it's Yegor with 3 and with 2. With 1, the shot will not get off from Hall, and he made it. And he made it late. Overtime next, 78-78 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
With 5 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the game, Robert Wright III had 4 points. In the next 5:14, he scored 14 points. He was the only Baylor Bear to score in the final 5:14. Let's not forget, he was also the guy that scored right before halftime to give Baylor a shot in the arm before the break. Robert Wright has 18 with 14 coming in the clutch. And BYU was outscored 6-0 to end regulation. Could not hold a 6-0, a 6-point lead late. And so it is, Mark. You go to overtime, tied at 78.
Yeah, just got to forget all about that. 5 minutes of basketball.
Kaba Kata.
Oh.
Wins the opening tap.
Hey, assist to Kata.
All the way to Trevin Nell, who lays it up and in. That's a rare basket off the tap.
Wow.
And BYU takes a 2-point lead in overtime, 80-78. Can the Cougs win their first overtime game of the year? Their first quad one game of the year? And finally find a way to win a close one after not closing out regulation.
See if they keep going to the right well.
It's been the right stuff late for Baylor. Robert Wright, top of the key. Guarded by Saunders now. Wright on the dribble, cuffs it, leans back, banks and misses another long offensive rebound. And the shot clock will expire as a strip. BYU, forget the shot clock. It'll be BYU off the steal coming the other way. BYU 80 and Baylor 78 in four-court Hall. And now Nell back to Dallin right side. You're right, Mark, because it hit nothing. They were forced to squeeze something up late were the Bears. Dallin Hall, top of the key, 3,
oh,
good.
There you go.
Dallin Hall hit a 3 after the horn to end regulation that did not count. That most certainly does. And it's BYU by 5. The Cougs score the first 5 in overtime, 83-78.
He can still hit the big shot, man. He's still got the nerve.
Both teams won overtime timeout. Edgecombe 3 to answer. Unbelievable stuff.
Why you would go under the screen there. Just
Had an uncontested shot.
That's the 12th three for the Baylor Bears. That five-point lead down to two just that quickly. 83-81. Saunders gets right to the rim. Driving lane with the left hand. Scoop and score. BYU back up four. BYU looking for a stop at the other end with 3:20 to go. It's 85-81. Couple of stops, couple of makes. Let's get out of here. 3:10 to go. Robert Wright to the top. Stops at the perimeter. Left wing, none. None. Wipes away Nell. Stripped on the drive. Foul. Free throws. Both teams will shoot two the rest of the way here in overtime. Trevin picks it up. Baylor answering. The Cougs have a real tough time trying to get empty possessions here from the Bears. The one empty possession, that strip turned into a three the other way for BYU here in overtime. But Jaden Nunn will go to the line. Only a 64% free throw shooter. Nunn is one for one at the free throw line tonight. He will shoot two here into the rock end of the arena. Spins out. It's a miss. BYU keeps a four-point lead. Oh, what a time for 0-2 this would be at the free throw line.
A really pinch on this rebound. It comes off.
3:05 to play. Nunn made none of them. And then out of bounds off of Baylor. The Cougs get an 0-for-2 and then out of bounds off the Bears. And I thought it was going to be off of BYU.
Omer wanted to review that. He can't review it right now.
85-81. Mark, might that be the break the Cougs need here in overtime? An 0-for-2 at the line. They got handed a gift. What will they do with it? Dallin Hall rocks it on Ojamwina. Skip pass right corner to Saunders. Saunders float game. Got it!
Wow.
Base right, Richie Saunders. 6-point lead, 87-81. 2:41 to go.
We've been here before. Got to get on the three-point shooters. Solid defense.
2:30 to go. Right. Drives into Saunders. Pirouettes in the paint. Leans back and misses. Late foul.
Bad call. Richie was
straight up and down.
Look at this. I don't think he touched him.
Wow. Richie, good defense on Wright, but they'll give Wright two free throws in a 6-point game. Wright's been making everything. He's 4-4 at the free throw line. His teammate Nunn just went 0-for-2. I'll say Robert Wright's due for a miss. He's an 80-plus percent guy, and he's perfect tonight.
That's four on Richie. He and Kata have four for BYU.
87-81. The Big 12 has seen some amazing games this weekend and week. Wright for two. And he is money as they come.
He and Cannon have put on a show tonight. No misses.
Catching's 8-for-8, 3-for-3 from the line. Wright, 6-for-12 overall, 5-for-5 at the line. It's a 5-point game, 87-82. This to be 6-for-6 at the stripe. Finally, another one goes. Wow. Nell runs the end line into Dallin Hall. Doubled and turned it over.
He did. They pointed Baylor ball.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mark, a 6-point BYU lead, two free throws for Baylor, and Dallin Hall turns it over off the inbound.
Sure why Yegor is not in the game. Here he comes. He's your best option on the press break.
It's just not going to be easy, is it? 2:28 to go. 87-83, 2:28 in overtime. The Cougs have had a 6-point lead late in regulation, a 6-point lead in overtime. And now the Bears can make it 3 or 2. None. Left wing, right. Robert Wright the third. 20 points, two off a career high. Wright on the right side, down to a 10-second shot. Wright, hippity hops left wing. Crossover, bounce pass on the wing right to Edgecombe. And I cannot believe what B.J. Edgecombe is doing out there from the three-point line. That is 6 threes for Edgecombe. It's a 1-point game. Another 6-point lead, all but gone here in overtime. 87-86. Richie Saunders drives it low. Foul on the floor. He'll get two free throws. Baylor wanted to travel, but
we get a whistle, but it's not helping us. As Richie scored it, would have been better had no whistle been blown.
But every time Edgecombe releases it, you expect it to be a swish, and it has been.
Well, BYU should expect that, and really don't help off of him. Be on the shooter. Don't give him any space.
27 for Edgecombe, 20 for Wright. 23 for catching. Saunders makes the free throw off the front rim and in. BYU by 2, 88-86. The six-point leads have vanished almost instantly late in regulation and in overtime. Richie, 2 for 2. That's big. 89-86. BYU back up 3, under 2 to play. Can the Cougs get a clean stop, a rebound, a score at the other end, push it to 2 possessions again? Right. On a back down, left wing none, top side. A handoff to Edgecombe. Omir changing numbers and missing the 3. The rebound to Richie Saunders. Yegor's tied up with Omir, who plays in jersey number 50 right now. Yegor holding his head. BYU in the forecourt with a 3-point lead and 90 seconds to go.
Now, you don't want to get stuck late in the clock again. Don't worry about clock, just go.
The Cougs got the miss by Omir. Saunders stripe extended right side. Now Yegor between the circles. Kevin Young gesticulating wildly on the sideline. 10-second shot clock. 1:10 on the game. Yegor rocks it on Omir. He drew the 3. Shot foul. Yegor got Omir in the air. Scott Drew is calling for the travel. Omir fouled out of the game on that play, right? He's done.
Now that's the bailout of all bailouts, but he did have his hand on Yegor as he shot it on his belly.
Omir is done. He got 4 fouls in jersey number 14, 1 foul in jersey number 50. He's done. And now Yegor shoots 3 to give BYU yet another 6-point lead. The score is 89-86, BYU over Baylor. Just one make, and it becomes a 2-possession game. If he makes all 3, the Cougs go up 6 again. BYU, late in period number 2, led the game 76-70. Led it 78-72 with under 2 to go. We go to overtime. And in overtime, the Cougs have had a 6-point lead once at 87-81. And they could do it again at 92-86. But that would take Yegor Demon making all 3 free throws. As Omir sits down, Demon strides to the free throw line. At least one is essential here to make it a 2-possession game. He gets 3. Nope.
Yeah, like you said, it just they're not going to make it easy on themselves.
Second. Good. May not have sounded great on the radio, but it was in. So it's a 2-possession game, 90-86. This to make it a 5-point game with 109 to go. Yeggs exhales, bends the knees, releases, scores. 2 for 3, not bad.
Greg, it's all about Edgecombe and Wright. Those are the two guys you're really focusing on.
91-86, 106 to go. Edgecombe, 27, 6 threes. Behind the back, step back, passes out to Nunn. Nunn to the top. Wright on Saunders, scoop at the rim, off the window, another late whistle.
We're going to get Richie. That's 5 if that's on Richie.
With 53.3 to go, Saunders is done. Oh, they got the miss, but the whistle came. Scott Drew wants Tony Padilla to go to the monitor for something. Richie is looking to the sideline as if I'm out, you're out. It's 5. Saunders is done.
He wanted a goaltend. Kaba caught it off the backboard. I don't think it was anywhere near the cylinder.
But they didn't make a call. They didn't make a goaltending call on the floor. All the call was the foul. But is Robert Wright, and I'll say it again, Mark, that he's, by the numbers, due for a miss here at some point. He's 6 for 6 tonight, a 20-point night, 2 off a career high. If he gets 2 free throws, he ties his career high. But on a 6 for 6 stripe performance, let's see if Robert Wright doesn't finally miss a shot from the line. Nope, not there. He makes it. 7 for 7, 21. 91-87. A miss here, it stays a 2-possession game. 53.3 to go. Robert Wright the third to tie a career high. He has taken over for the Bears late in regulation and in overtime. The second.
All right,
another one.
Expect pressure. Get it in quickly.
BYU by 3, 91-88. Yegor with the count at 4 gets it to Mag. Mag back to Demin on a bounce. They're still in backcourt. Dallin Hall gets it into forecourt. 20-second shot clock, 44-second game clock. Does Kevin Young want a timeout? He has one in overtime, not calling it. 15-second shot clock, and Dallin Hall on a dribble near the timeline. Down to 10 on the shot, 30 on the game. BYU by 3, 91 to 88. Dallin rocks it, stops, knocked out of his hand with 3 and with 2. Shot blocked, and here come Baylor the other way. 20-second shot clock is off.
AD to 3.
Robert Wright, hesitation from the perimeter. Gives it up to Edgecombe. He's been the dagger man from the three-point line. We're down to 12 seconds to go, and a foul out front, a good foul. I think it's a good foul. Dallin Hall commits it. It'll be two shots for V.J. Edgecombe. They didn't let him get free for the three-point shot. So you're up three, you foul, 11.5 to go. Now we're playing the free throw game down the stretch. And a miss or two by Edgecombe would really come in handy in a three-point game, 91 to 88. But, Mark, another late clock situation where the Cougs don't get a good look on the other end. Edgecombe, free throw. Got it. Four for four. Wright and Edgecombe are 12 for 12 at the free throw line. Kata out, Baker out. Boskovich in along with Yegor. So Demon, Hall, Boskovich, Mag, and Traore. 11.5 to go, this to make it a one-point game.
Now BYU, if he makes it, get it in, then you'll have to make your free throws.
They miss! And Foose grabs the rebound and immediately caught, timeout called. That's a huge miss because should the Cougars find a way to go two for two, it becomes a two-possession game. Any free throw miss keeps Baylor in the game. 91-89. 10.6 to go. V.J. Edgecombe with his first miss of the night. It's a huge miss, but only if BYU can go two for two at the other end. Kevin Young calls timeout, and certainly he'll put trustworthy players on the floor and run a play for one of those guys to get to the line should that player get fouled. 91-89, BYU by 2, under 11 seconds to go. This game has been something. BYU no field goals in the last 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
And no timeouts, right? So
BYU is out of timeouts. Baylor has one.
You've got to get it in. Obviously, they're drawing up just a play to get it in. And if you do that, they'll have to foul you. Now, if BYU makes one, then they'll probably foul again and put Baylor at the line again like they just did there. But if they get two, the game's probably over. So you want your good free throw shooter. You want to be able to get it in, but you want good free throw shooters to catch the ball on the inbound.
Yegor Demon, by the way, has reached 100 assists in his freshman season tonight with 6. The 8th BYU freshman with 100 assists. Here we go. BYU to inbound. Demon on the end line. And this is off a free throw miss. You cannot run the line. He's got Hall, Baker, Nell, and Traore. Yegor handed the ball. Looking to get free. Nell back to Yegor. Return
nice.
To Dawson. Dawson into forecourt. Dawson wants to pull it out. He gets fouled by Ojamina with 6.3. Dawson Baker to the free throw line for 2 on the foul by Ojamina.
It was a good foul by Ojamina because if he hadn't reached him, Dawson might have been able to dribble it out. He was clear.
6.3. It's not quite a done deal, but if Dawson Baker goes 2 for 2, it's all but a done deal for BYU.
It's over if he gets two.
And now one is essential. One basically means you can't lose the game here in overtime. 91-89, BYU a lead of 2. Dawson will shoot 2. Dawson Baker is a 74% free throw shooter, 14 for 19 on the year. Dawson toes the line. Got it. Three-point game. Dawson Baker, free throw maker, a second to all but seal the deal for BYU. 6.3 to go, 92-89. This makes it a four-point game. Dawson Baker, one more. Here we go. Yes! 2 for 2! BYU by 4. Baylor, one timeout left, 6.3. Inbounding will be Celestine. He throws it down floor. It's out of bounds off of Ojamina. BYU basketball with 5.4. Ojamina deflects it out, and that should do it.
Good job by Dallin to get over there and not foul.
Dawson Baker, 4-for-4 at the free throw line, 2-for-2 in overtime. BYU 93, Baylor 89. Yegor Demon on the sideline. Just get it in and you win. Demon to send in.
And if you
in the BYU backcourt, near side boundary. Demon slaps it into Dallin Hall. Dallin not yet fouled. 3-2-1. That's going to do it. No foul. And the game is over. And BYU wins it. The ball in Dallin Hall's possession. There was no foul. And the Cougs get their first overtime win of the year. The Cougs get their first quad one win of the year. Cannon Catchings, on a perfect night, scores a career high 23 for BYU in the win. The heroics of Robert Wright and BJ Edgecombe go for naught on this night. What a win for BYU. The Cougs close out a close one, win it in OT, and do it with clutch shot making from the experienced Dawson Baker at the free throw line to close out overtime. And yes, this becomes the end of a Baylor streak. Baylor had won 65 consecutive games shooting 50% or better. Baylor shot 50% tonight, right on the number, and BYU wins it 93-89. The Cougs shot 55%. Who's going to cool the Cougs down? And Mark, that's three Big 12 wins in a row for the first time since BYU's joined the Big 12 Conference. BYU last year through nine games in the league was 4-5. This year, they're 5-4. Same record as the Baylor Bears. What a win for BYU.
Yeah, what a night. I mean, aside from your loyalties, what a great basketball game that was. Two high-level, highly efficient offensive teams playing at the top of their game. It goes to overtime. A lot of excitement. That's what college basketball is all about. This is one of the best arenas and fan bases in the country, and they saw a great one tonight.
BYU 93 and Baylor 89 is our final score. The Cougs go to 11-1 at home, 14-6 on the year. The Bears fall to 13-7, 2-4 in away games. Both teams now 5-4 in the Big 12. A massive win for BYU here at the Marriott Center in front of 17,000-plus. We'll come back and begin our post-game coverage after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Wow, we needed that break to catch our breaths.
Wow.
BYU 93, Baylor 89 in overtime. And, Mark, we're not yet halfway through the Big 12 schedule.
I'm tired, Greg. I'm tired.
Oh, man alive. What a night for BYU. What a night for Cannon Catchings. The true freshman on a perfect night. 8-for-8 from the field. 4-for-4 from the three-point line. 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 23 points in 25 minutes.
Yeah, he was terrific. I was curious that he didn't play much in that overtime on such a big night, but I think that was a premium of just wanting guys to really take care of the basketball, and they took good enough care. Not great care, but good enough care.
So what number jumps out to you in the box score for our new skin data discovery on this night? The data discovery is brought to you by, as always, New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better.
Well, the temptation is to say BYU snuck one out, but really they outplayed Baylor. They were ahead in this game 42 minutes and 4 seconds of this game. And so they deserve this win. They played really well. But to have that still come down to a question when you led the whole game, that was kind of dicey. But that's impressive to lead this quality of a team for that long.
Yeah, not letting Baylor get on top, right, because the Bears were super resilient, rallying and getting legendary shot-making as the game closed out, but never got on top of BYU. Never had a chance, really, for the crowd to start, you know, expressing doubt and feeling like, oh, no, the lead's gone. It dipped a couple times. It got tied a couple times late, and man alive, Baylor just – Robert Wright III scored 14 in a row to end – regulation to get the game to overtime, and VJ Edgecombe was as good as advertised. He ends up outdoing Cannon Catchings in some ways. 28 points in 43 minutes for V.J. Edgecombe. 9 for 15 shooting, 6 of 8 from deep, made 4 of his 5 from the free throw line. His one miss was pretty big, as it turned out. But Edgecombe 28, Wright 22, Catchings 23. Those were scoring standouts on this night. Let's get back to your pregame keys to the game. You wanted to make sure that you were doing a good job against Baylor on the glass with rebounds, offensive rebounds, and second chance points. That ended up being kind of a wash tonight. Offensive rebounds were 14 to 11 Baylor, second chance points 17 to 14 Baylor. Not a killer, and the Cougs did get some nice second chance stickbacks as the game progressed.
Yeah, all my keys, BYU didn't quite do the job. I mean, Wright and Edgecombe had big nights, but they played good enough in all other aspects of this game. The way they shot the ball again, I mean, that's the third game in a row. They're just shooting lights out. You have to be almost perfect if you're an opponent coming in here to win a game when BYU's shooting the way that they are.
Your second key, you wanted no one player with more than three threes. Well, Edgecombe had 6 of 8. No one else had more than 2 on this night, but Edgecombe was really, really good. All right, BYU shoots 55.2% from the field, 38.1% from the arc, and 81% from the free throw line, 21 for 26. Baylor gets outshot from the field as they shot 50%. They outshot BYU from the arc. Baylor was 46.4 from the three-point line, and Baylor made 16 of 24 free throws. So BYU missed only 8 of 26, only 5 of 26. Baylor missed 8 of 24. Rebounds were dead even tonight, 31 and 31. Baylor 18 assists on 30 makes with 13 turnovers. BYU 13 assists on 32 makes, a lower percentage for BYU, and 10 turnovers on the night. Points off of turnovers, Baylor plus 4 at 20 to 16. Second chance points, as noted, Baylor plus 3 at 17 to 14. Bench points big for BYU, 45 to 7. Of course, only a 7-man team for the Bears, only 2 off the bench, and 23 from Catchings, 8 from Baker. Among these scoring numbers of note off the bench, you can give Hall 7, you can give Traore 7. So that gets you to 45. More than almost half of BYU's points were bench points on this night. Paint points to BYU, 36 to 32. Fast break to BYU, 16 to 6.
That's a big one. They had 9 steals, and that translated into a lot of points in fast break.
Good point. And as Mark noted, BYU led for 42 of the game's 45 minutes on this night. BYU is a winner after all of that, 93 to 89. For Baylor, 4 in double figures, Edgecombe 28, Wright 22, Omir 12, and Nunn 11. 9 for Ojonwana, 7 for Celestine. Asamoah did not score. BYU scores, recapping them again, Catchings 23, Saunders 17, Demon 15, 15 and 6 for Yegor, by the way, 11 for Nell. You got 8 for Baker, 7s for Traore and Hall, 3 for Mag. Mag's 3. Pretty big one. 2 for Kay Bakeda puts you at 93. BYU wins a game in overtime after going 0-2 in extra time. A big win in a lot of ways for BYU. Well, we've talked a lot. Let's get it back to Jason Shepherd coming up after the break. He'll tip off Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. Then we'll come back to the Marriott Center to hear from players and coaches. BYU 93, Baylor 89 in overtime. What a wild one. So glad you enjoyed it with us tonight on the new skin, BYU
01.
This is Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Post Game Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Post Game Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
What a game, what a night, what an atmosphere at the Marriott Center. Welcome into Cougar Post Game Live. As you just heard, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. That was a massive victory for the BYU Cougars. They are now a game above 500. They are 5-4 in Big 12 play, and that, my friends, is a three-game winning streak. And when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50, that's BYU50, on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. And hey, to make it even better, Conor McGregor was courtside and got to witness that. How about that? the great Conor McGregor in town at the Jazz game last night. He was at the BYU game tonight. He was getting the rock going. He was chanting BYU. He had the BYU hat on. What a night at the Marriott Center. Certainly a fun night as the Cougars win 93-89 in overtime over the Baylor Bears. Let's check in on other action in the Big 12 Conference. You don't have to go far. The only other game in the Big 12 is 45 miles north, Utah. Right now, in control over Cincinnati. Last time I checked, Cincinnati, I believe, had an 8-point lead. So Utah has been on a run here. They lead the Bearcats 62-54 with 4:39 left in the second half at the Huntsman Center. Finals from earlier tonight, number 11, Kansas. They survive, and that's the correct word. They survived UCF 91-87. Kansas now 6-3 in Big 12 play. The Knights now 4-5. Also, Arizona State getting the road win at Boulder over the Colorado Buffaloes 70-68. Colorado still defeated in Big 12 play. They are looking for their first conference win at 0-9. Finals in the top 25. Number 13, Texas A&M gets the win at home over Oklahoma 75-68. Michigan State over Minnesota 73-51. An upset here. It did feature two top 15 teams, but it was Mark Pope's 12th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats upsetting number 8 Tennessee in their building, 78-73. Number 9 Marquette over Butler, 78-69. St. John's defeats Georgetown, 66-41. And number 21 Louisville over Wake Forest, 72-59. Checking in on the NBA, Utah Jazz heading to the fourth quarter in Golden State. Warriors with a 9-point advantage, 92-83 over the Utah Jazz. Also heading to the fourth quarter, this one in Portland. Trailblazers leading the Bucks, who beat the Jazz last night here in Salt Lake City. Trailblazers up over Milwaukee, 97-89. Earlier tonight, 76ers getting the win over the Lakers, 118-104. And the Rockets, the road win in the ATL, 196 over the Atlanta Hawks. Coming up tomorrow night at the Marriott Center, it is BYU women's basketball in action. 7 o'clock Mountain Time, they will be hosting the Colorado Buffaloes. I will have the call for you at 7 o'clock right here on the New Skin BYU Sports Network. All right, after the break, going to get you back to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats at the Marriott Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, BYU wins in overtime over the Baylor Bears, 93-89. And you heard it all right here on the New Skin BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you. It is Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live. Yegor Demin will be coming courtside to join us momentarily on the headset. Before Yegor gets to us, let's get to you, our Waystar Star of the Game and Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game honorees. We'll start off with our Waystar Star of the Game. And he did all we're about to tell you in 25 minutes of action. Cannon Catchings, the true freshman, sets the BYU record for most points scored on a perfect shooting night. Cannon tonight, 23, which is a career high for him, by the way. He did it on 8 for 8 from the field, 4 for 4 from 2, 4 for 4 from 3, and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. So a perfect night, 23 points, new BYU record. Previous record on a perfect night, Tyler Hawes, 20 points without a 3-point make.
Could have been better for him. He has that awesome step back, and he was about 6 inches away from two more three-pointers. They were just long twos, but, man, he was came out hot and finished hot. And I hope he kind of is getting in that groove and he can be that kind of Jackson Robinson sixth man type guy, come in and really fire up the team, and he was that guy tonight and then some.
Palmer's Metal Mart, Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. All types of steel products from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Metal Mart is everyone's metal store. Who do you like for the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game tonight? Steely resolve from Dawson Baker for sure to make the two free throws that seal the deal. He ends up with 8 points. Yegor, 15-6. Those six assists give him 100 as a BYU freshman in front of a ton of scouts. I like Yegor tonight. What do you think?
I love Yegor. I love how all these freshmen played. Yegor and Cannon and Edgecombe from
Baylor. I thought that was everybody came to see him, and they put on a show.
Yegor Demin is our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the game tonight, and Yegor Demin puts on the headset and joins us courtside. Greg and Mark and Yegor here at the Marriott Center. Yegor, congratulations to you and your teammates. What a great and important win for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How good did that feel tonight to close one out and win it the way you guys did?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for us it's important to win every game, and obviously it feels even better against the opponent as Baylor, as VJ, Ejecom, and all the guys they have. It's a great team, really physical. I mean, we put everything on the table, and it paid off.
Yegor, another nice night for you and for the team. You're playing really nice basketball, three wins in a row, which is not easy to do in this conference. What do you think is going right for this team that has brought you guys some success?
Yeah, we just talked about this in the locker room right after the game. We're coming to the practice every day with the idea of stacking days, and not just practice days, but, we got to validate a win game with a win game. And with this mentality, we're coming every day to practice and, you know, pushing each other to be better. And, yeah, this is how we build that.
How nice was it to win a close game and an overtime game? Those have been hard for BYU this year.
Yes. It's also, we've been talking about this a lot, just before we lost every close game. And for us, it was important to, you know, be in those type of situations in the overtimes as much as we can, so we can learn how to win close games, how to go and take them. Not just, you know, let the game end how it ends, but take the win.
And Baylor was a team that kept battling back and erasing leads. They made it hard on BYU, made it tough on BYU tonight.
Yeah, as I said, it's a great team. They were fighting till the last second. And, yeah, it was a pleasure to play against them and see how strong they are, how physical they are, how motivated they are about this game. And, yeah, that was an awesome game.
When BYU needed two free throws to seal the deal, how good did you feel about seeing Dawson Baker be the guy taking those free throws?
I was not even worrying about it. I'm not going to lie. I know Dawson. I see him putting the work in. And, yeah, I mean, it's our mentality, as I already said, just to be, you know, confident in the guy on the left and the guy on the right.
Yegor, it's nice to see the three-point shot falling for you now, but I really like how you're really taking it to the basket, being aggressive and getting to the rim. I think it opens up a lot for people. Is that kind of a conscious thing for you in talking with the coaches to get to the rim more, or is that just kind of a natural thing in your game? Or, I mean, just trying to figure out, when you are aggressive, this team seems to do so much better.
You know, I'm just trying to read the game, and obviously, yeah, we talked with the coach about this a lot, and they just asking me to go more on the rim, but obviously if they're closing the rim and they're far away from me, I'm going to shoot that. I'm trying to, you know, read the game as much as I can and just being proactive and seeing the situation and, yeah, just deciding what is going to be probably better for the team right now.
We'll take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll have a few more comments with Yegor Demin. BYU wins it. Baylor falls at the Marriott Center tonight. Final score, 93-89 in overtime. The Cougs now 5-4 in the Big 12 and have won three in a row in league play for the first time since joining the Big 12. More with Yegor coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's crazy.
Kenan?
Welcome back courtside. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant visiting with tonight's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the game, Yegor Demin. Yegor with a 15 to go along with 6 assists. I like that number 6 because that means you now have exactly 100 assists in your freshman year here at BYU.
Yeah, I mean, this is always nice to see a lot of assists in my stats, and I don't think that's selfish because it's passes. And
yeah, right.
I just like when my teammates make the shots. So I think everybody like when our team makes shots. So that's just
Cannon made every shot tonight. Cannon Catchings did not miss a shot. 8 for 8 on his two. Four for four on his twos. 4 for 4 on his threes, and 3 for 3 at the free throw line. 23 points for Cannon Catchings. That's a new record, by the way, at BYU. The most points on a perfect night ever for a BYU freshman.
Yeah, this is amazing. Cannon is, you know, coming back to stacking days. Cannon is a really good example of, you know, just work. And he's coming every morning practicing, working out with team. And, yeah, I mean, this is all going to pay off. And you know, we just see Cannon has that much confidence in himself, and everybody on the court and the bench have the same confidence in himself.
Igor, this was about as exciting as a basketball game could be. Two great teams battling, playing well, go to overtime. What can you think of? A couple plays that stick out in your mind that were big plays for this team? Anything jump to your mind?
I would say really big play for me was when Mo hit the three from the corner.
Yeah.
It was a really difficult situation just in case of, you know, I was trying to get on the rim and everybody was closed and I barely passed that ball to him. He catched it and he just hit the shot. I mean, that was awesome. And obviously Dawson free throws, it was something different. You know, this is what made us win the game at some point.
And a great crowd tonight, too. Again, you're used to great crowds, but another great building tonight, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, 100%.
Did you see Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I did. I did. We took a picture with him.
Oh, I love it.
I think Jared McGregor, he went to him with a jersey. it's pretty cool that they could meet.
Very cool that he was here for that. And, by the way, you, of course, come from the great country of Russia, and it's great to have you here. The women's basketball team's got a great player from Canada. I went and had to say hello to her for a second because I'm from Canada, too, so I wanted to make sure Canadians stick together. But one of the best players in Canada watching you play, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pleasure to see, you know, Super from women's team in our games and even more from Canadian players.
We're talking about Delaney Gibb, by the way.
Yes.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, I, you know, Cougar Nation is pulling for two remarkable freshman basketball players to get together, and that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
She wins She wins Big 12 Freshman of the Week every week. It's her award now.
Yeah, it's named after her.
I'm already tired of it. I'm tired of seeing her winning that.
Does she rub it in that she's got all those Freshman of the Week awards?
I mean,
Yeager's only got two. He's got to build on that.
Yeah.
Yeager, great having you. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you
okay.
so much.
All right. Bye. Coach Kevin Young coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
First time since joining the Big 12 Conference, BYU has won three consecutive conference games. BYU 5-4 now through 9 games in league, and what a win to get above 500. It is 93-89 over Baylor in overtime. Head coach Kevin Young joining us now courtside. Greg and Mark with the coach. Coach, congrats on a three-game win streak in Big 12 play. Tough league to do that in, and you've done that now.
Yeah, no, it feels good. I mean, I think our guys are, playing well, confident. Building on the things that we did leading up to this game, you know, not just in winning those games, but also just the way they've approached practice and real desire to get better every day. And I think, we're really starting to see results of because of that.
Yegor comes on the show and talks about stacking days.
Yep. No, I mean, that's been the message. You know, we want to stack good days, and this group does that at an extremely high level. They have never wavered in their confidence, even when we were on the other side of games like this. And so it was good to, do the necessary things to get a big win at home.
Yeah, you have been on the other side on some of these close games. How important is it moving forward to trying to change that narrative that this team's going to find a way to get the win and make the plays to get the win?
I think it's, I think it's really important. You know, just finding, you know, who you can trust, who on both ends of the floor, you know, who can step up defensively, who can make pressure plays down the stretch. And you know, like I said, we've searched a little bit on that, you know, and tonight we had some guys step up on both ends and do just that.
The numbers are the numbers, and Cannon gets a lot of well-deserved attention tonight for a perfect shooting night and 23 points in 25 minutes, and he was outstanding. Let's maybe just start with the fact that Cannon's, you know, had moments, you know, this season where things haven't gone his way, and tonight he just didn't simply miss a shot. He didn't miss a shot.
Yeah, he was incredible. You know, he's a guy who, you know, things have been a little bumpy for him, you know, lately, and he just kind of has stayed the course. You know, my coaching staff's done a good job of just, you know, keeping him in the trenches, keeping him working. You know, he hasn't gotten down. He just continued to work, and you know, really happy for him. And it's been cool to see, like, the rest of our team sort of rally around Cannon to try to lift him up. And had a cool moment in the locker room. You know, Cannon doesn't say a whole lot, but he's got a smile that can light up a room. And so it was on full display in the locker room, which I thought was pretty cool.
Richie grinded his way to 17 points, led the team with 6 rebounds. You get what you get from Richie with no wavering. Yegor goes 15-6. Those 6 assists give him 100 for the year now. And even a guy like Dallin Hall, his line shows 7 points, but, man, he makes that 3 to get things going in overtime. He made some important plays for you in this win. I love the fact you can go down the list and find a guy and think of a moment each night on this night where that guy made a play, and it goes down the list.
No question. And I think you know, that's the strength of our group, and it takes a lot of maturity for guys to just stay ready on the bench. You know, having a deep team sometimes is a blessing and a curse because, you know, we got a lot of guys that deserve more minutes than they get. But, you know, it is what it is sometimes in that sense, and we had a lot of guys, you know, come in and step up, make timely plays. I mean, Dallin's another guy I think deserves a ton of credit for staying the course and not getting down. You know, made huge plays really on both ends of the floor in overtime, and, you know, happy for him and just really happy for all the guys.
And this 3-game stretch, Coach, you're shooting the lights out, and it seems like the team is very confident, and when this team shoots like this, it's a hard team to beat. Is this, you kind of see this team, you mentioned stacking days, but it seems like it's on a nice trajectory.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're you know, doing a lot of things that, you know, now consistently that are repeatable. You know, I think our spacing and our pace has been something that's really, I think, catapulted us into a different place offensively. And it's, I think, just we're a hard team to guard. You know, I thought, like, for instance, the layup Trevin had in the first half where he literally walked to the rim, you know, I think it was Cannon just sprints to the corner. They're so worried about the three, they don't even come off Cannon, and Trev goes right to the rim for a layup. And so, you know, being able to space the floor and have dynamic players around that, you know, it allows us to, you know, usually shoot the ball at a high clip both at the rim and from the three-point line.
In a game with 68 possessions, only 10 turnovers is a pretty good number for you tonight.
Great number, and, you know, that's been an Achilles heel of ours, which I think was a huge reason why we were able to, you know, have an efficient night. You know, they had 14 offensive rebounds, which is too many. We had 11, but, you know, we weren't caught. We won the turnover battle. So, you know, if we can be about even with shot attempts with teams, I think we got a chance to win every game if that's the case.
We'll take a break and have some closing comments with BYU head coach Kevin Young. His Cougs defeat Baylor tonight in overtime. Final score 93-89. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Behind 23 from Cannon Catchings on a perfect shooting night, the Cougs get 4 in double figures. Baylor also 4 in double figures, led by V.J. Edgecombe's 28. And what a great back-and-forth game this was as BYU wins it by a final score of 93-89 in overtime. First overtime win for the Cougs, who led for 42 of tonight's 45 minutes. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Brought to you by Ryan Valuation, whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes. When your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. Coach Kevin Young with us, and you talk about the depth of this team, the whole blessing and curse discussion, but truly a blessing to have a 45-point bench tonight, almost half your points come off the bench with Cannon leading the way with 23, but Dawson with 8 to 7s apiece for Foose and Dallin Hall, and for a Baylor team that can only go to the bench for two guys, 45-7 is a pretty insurmountable edge tonight.
Yeah, it was big. You know, I think, again, it speaks to our depth. It speaks to those guys being, ready when their number's called, and, talked about how much, those guys have been putting the work in, so happy. You know, we were able to do that, and that was part of our game plan. You know, we want to push the tempo. We want to wear these guys down. We knew they were, they don't play a lot of guys, and obviously had some other stuff going on. I thought getting Omir in foul trouble was huge, and so we were able to execute that.
Coach Baylor, obviously really good offensive team, and they score a lot of points tonight, overtime, all that. But just in general, I think you've been playing really nice defense the last couple of weeks. Where do you kind of feel generally this team is on their progression defensively as to where you want them to be?
Yeah, I think we've made some really nice strides, defensively tonight. It's a basketball is a shot-making game, obviously, and so we, they go 13 of 28 from three, which isn't something that they normally do. So you have to give them credit on being able to knock shots down that we, we're okay giving up on to some degree. So tonight we definitely could have been better, but sometimes, man, good offense is better than good defense. But to answer your specific question, I think we're trending in the right direction defensively.
So you shoot 55% tonight. Baylor shoots right on the number at 50. How about this number? Baylor before tonight, Coach, had won 65 straight games at 50% or better from the field. They lose a game at 50 tonight. You have to really play well to beat a good shooting Baylor team.
Yeah, that's a heck of a stat. And, I mean, I think it – and I told the guys this before, but we've been turning the ball over too much. Our turnover rate's been too high. Like, if we can live in that, 10 to 12 or less turnover realm, then, we have a chance to be an extremely potent offensive team.
You know, your turnover rate for the year is around 18, and there you were at 14% tonight. You'll certainly win with that.
For sure. The way we shoot it and the way we space it, being able to just make sure we get shots, is a major part of our efficiency, and that's something that we want to continue to improve upon.
All right, BYU improved upon its 9-game record in the Big 12. Last year through 9, BYU was 4-5. This year through 9, BYU is 5-4. And now you're out on the road for a 1-game stop in Orlando. And look at UCF. Man, a team that got, drilled by like 50 by the Jayhawks in Orlando, goes into Lawrence and had the lead for a lot of the night, ends up losing by 4 tonight. But 91-87 Jayhawks over the UCF team you're going to see on Saturday. And Keyshawn Hall has already got a 40 on his stat sheet this year, puts up 34 tonight for the Knights.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing really well. He's obviously a good player. Looking forward to diving into the film and getting to know their team much better. I mean, they've been putting up a lot of high-scoring games, so we'll have to, put together a really solid game plan to slow those guys down.
But every week it's from the frying pan into the fire. I mean, there's just no let up in this league, is there?
Yeah, there's no let up. And, I mean, that's what you like, though, as a competitor. I mean, I think it ratchets up the emotion. I got emotional tonight, which I don't normally do, but it just
– emotional it, where?
Just in when Richie got that and one, I lost my mind for a minute. So I was like,
yes.
And so it just – but that's what makes this league fun, man. Every game. I saw a commercial yesterday when I was watching Arizona-Iowa State, and there was a Big 12 promo, and somebody said, every game in the Big 12 feels like an NCAA tournament game, and it certainly feels like that being my first time through it. But, man, it's just what makes this thing fun.
More than 17,000 in the stands tonight, 17,297, including one Conor McGregor tonight.
Yeah, no, that was pretty cool. Someone pointed that out. I said over there to the when I was doing the post game, my first head coaching job was in Dublin, Ireland, so Ireland was well represented in Provo tonight.
Yeah, it was. Coach, congrats on the W tonight, and we will see you tomorrow night in Studio C. Do you want to tell folks who our special guest is going to be tomorrow?
Man, I can't wait for tomorrow's show, man. My dad is he's one of the just proudest dads that's out there. Loves BYU, loves that I'm the head coach here. So, man, we We got my pops coming on the show, and you know, he means the world to me, and he's the first guy I call when I need to know about anything in life, and it'll just be a really cool moment for me and him to be on the show together.
Well, have fun with Phil and Kevin Young tomorrow night. All right, Coach, we'll see you then.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young. All right, before we wrap things up here on tonight's show, I do want to hear from the opposing locker room, and it won't be too long of a conversation, but there will be post-game commentary from Coach Scott Drew, and I believe VJ Edgecombe was also with him on the podium. So let's Mark, you want to stick around for this? You can take off.
I want to go. These overtime games, I mean, I got to have my warm milk and hit the bed.
Okay, we're going to let Mark go and hear from the Baylor locker room. So, Mark, thank you. Great
fun
job
game
tonight.
I mean, this is what it's all about tonight. This was an amazing college basketball game. And it's nice to come out on top.
Yeah, man, nice to be with you. And I'll be back with you on Saturday in Orlando.
Let's go get a suntan, man, you and me.
The forecast high on Friday is 80-something. So I think we'll deal with that all right.
It's fantastic.
All right, thank you, Mark. That's Mark Durant. Let's now see what we can hear from Scott Drew and I believe VJ Edgecombe, Baylor locker room a short time ago. Thanks to Kirsten Meredith, by the way, for getting these comments for us.
First, I want to thank God for an opportunity to coach such talented and great young men. We got a culture of joy, Jesus, others, yourself, and they exemplify that a lot. Today was two great teams fighting it out to the end, and got to give BYU credit for making a couple more plays down the stretch. I know their crowd does a great job giving them a home court advantage. But I was proud of our guys' effort and fight and giving ourselves a chance to have a chance down the stretch.
Questions for Coach or VJ?
Coach, what did you make of VJ's performance overall?
Well, VJ's a winner, so he's not going to be happy with the loss, and he's not going to be happy with a couple plays. And that's why I love him. At the same time, he did a lot of great things, he's a great player. Great teammate.
What did you make of the shot making in particular of your players who, you know, down the stretch continued to claw back in and have a chance to win this one?
I mean, that's hard to do second game, road trip, altitude, down two players. Again, I think that's just we got really good guys that like one another and they're winners. And at the end of the day, winners, competitors are going to fight to the end. Some of them shots are going to go in, some of them aren't, but we're getting much better as a team, and that's great to see.
Robert Wright had 18 of his 22 points in the second half in overtime. What did you see from him, and why was he so successful against the defense?
I think when the game gets really competitive, that's when he's going to be at his best. And second half, he really did a great job making plays for himself and making plays for others and getting to the free throw line. Those are clutch shots. To only have two turnovers, so really proud of him. But he's another winner.
VJ, were you aware of how many NBA personnel watching you tonight?
No, to be honest, I don't pay attention to all that. I'm focused on the game, focused on winning the game. I don't pay attention to who's here or not.
How would you evaluate how you performed overall?
Man, I definitely gave up some plays that were big. Not sprinting back or crashing the board or doing something that I'm supposed to. BYU is a good team, great team, well coached team. They executed, and yeah.
VJ, how difficult was it to play, like Coach said, same road trip, down to seven guys in altitude? Did that take a toll on you guys, do you think?
No, I don't think that affected me. I can't speak for my teammates, but I don't think it would affect them either. But we know we're coming in a tough environment, really loud environment, so we know we have to be at our best. You have to stay connected and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Anything else?
All right, that's V.J. Edgecombe and his head coach, Scott Drew, a few moments ago. Again, thanks to Kirsten Meredith of the BYU Athletic Communications staff for getting us those postgame comments. And that will do it for BYU basketball on this night. Late night, long night, overtime night. BYU gets its first OT win of the year, first quad one of the year, first three-game win streak in Big 12, and on we go. A lot of highs tonight. A great crowd again, 17,297. No better place to watch a college basketball game, and the fans a big part of tonight's big win. And, yeah, BYU next challenge will come in Orlando, Florida, against UCF on Saturday, 1 o'clock pregame, 2 o'clock tip. That's mountain time for BYU and UCF. The Knights go to Lawrence, lose a close one tonight, 91-87. Elsewhere around the league on this evening, Arizona State keeps Colorado winless in Big 12 play, 70-68 in Boulder. And Cincinnati gets swept on the Utah road swing. Utah defeats the Bearcats 69-66. Cincinnati, no field goals in the last 3 minutes and 38 seconds as the Bearcats fall by a final score of 69-66. The last lead Cincinnati had was at 52-51, so Utah closed out a close game the rest of the way. As for here tonight at the Marriott Center, final score 93-89, BYU over Baylor in overtime. Our thanks to the crew back at BYU Radio. Our coordinating producer is Terry South. Our studio host tonight was Jason Shepard. Control board operators and editors Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and James Finlayson. BYU Radio Engineering coordinated by Barry Squires. Our thanks go out to Baylor play-by-play voice John Morris, the voice of the Bears, for joining us for a pregame chat. And our appreciation goes out to Tyson Jex, BYU's basketball communications director, for his assistance and right-hand help. You heard Kevin Young pregame and postgame, and you also had Yegor Demon, yeah, joining us on our postgame show as well. So for all those folks and my color commentary colleague, the irreplaceable Mark Durant, my name is Greg Rubel. Thanking you for tuning in. Final score tonight, BYU 93, Baylor 89. Join us tomorrow night inside Studio C at BYU TV for BYU basketball with Kevin Young. Go to my Twitter feed, that and other places. You can find the link that will get you seats, free seats for tomorrow night's show. We are on the air at 6:30 Mountain Time tomorrow night. Kevin Young with his dad, Phil, as noted. That'll be a fun show tomorrow night. So we hope to see you in Studio C as we celebrate tonight's win and three-game win streak and get ready to send the Cougars off to Orlando. So that'll do it. Once again, Greg Rubel saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. We welcome you back courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, as tonight the BYU Cougars play for their first ever three-game win streak in Big 12 play. Tonight's opponent, the Baylor Bears. Pull, fire, and score for Trevin Nell off the assist from Yegor Demon. Trevin Nell opens up with a three-pointer right side. It's BYU 3, Baylor no score. The Cougs picking up where they left off against Cincinnati when they hit 15 threes. Mawut Mag, an offensive rebound. Now Richie for three, and that's in and out. Offensive rebound, Yegor Demon back up and scores on the banker at 6-5. The Cougs got multiple cracks at it. And the final one finds the bottom of the hoop. Richie will lob it out to Kaba, nearly picked off. Kaba's going to dive low, and he will dunk it with a right hand. No miss that time.
No miss. Oh, he's dazzling, isn't he? I mean, he was cleared for takeoff, and he took off.
Special K, 9-6. BYU leads it into Omir. Omir knocks it away. Yegor ducks into him, scoops, and scores! Cleverly done
by Yegor Denin working on Omir, who has those two fouls. It's an 8-0 BYU run in the game-high 5-point lead, 11-6.
Block.
Missed off the window, and I think Kaba got a touch of that before it hit the glass.
Oh, he was high on that one.
Yegor drops it off for Trevin Nell, driving lane. The assist to Yegor, 10-0 BYU run, and the Cougs take a 13-6 lead.
That looked like I-15 at 2 in the morning. He had the road all to himself.
Crossover, Yegor drives into Omir, kicks in the corner, Cannon for three, knocks it down. Cannon catchings. Cannon fires on the right corner, and BYU up 7 again, 16-9. And off the back rim, rebound chased down by Catchings, deflects it to Nell. Cougs keep it in four court. Another offensive rebound. Left corner, Catchings again! 19-11, BYU game high 8-point lead. Cannon fire left corner this time. Fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center. Cut off the baseline, drive right side. Top side to Dawson Baker. Dawson, crossover. The fans ooh and ah. Dawson Baker, shot maker. Left elbow jumper. He's at it again. 21-14, the BYU lead. Richie, right wing Hall. Dallin runs none into his screen. Baseline foray for Baker. The baseline pass is rescued by Saunders, left wing. Catchings for three! Cannon Catchings! Three for three from three! And the Cougs are up 10 for the first time tonight. 24-14. Now between the rings, Dallin Hall has right on the switch. Will drive and kick Dawson Baker right corner. He gets to 10 feet. Floater again. Dawson Baker. Let Dawson bake. 26-17. BYU by 9. And Dawson Baker so sharp in the mid-range.
That is a tough shot. That floater has to have such good touch, and he treats it like a layup.
Dawson terminates, high to Baker, down to a 12-second shot clock. Return to Hall, low to Foose, got a half seal. A half double comes to Foose, out to Hall. Hall, penetration, dish off to Foose, up and in. The assist to Dallin Hall, and Foose converts at the rim. 28-19, BYU back up 9. Baylor with a miss from deep, BYU on the rebound. Richie runs it to the rim, there we go, indeed. Richie Saunders driving lay-in. Nell was so quick taking that rebound and getting it ahead to Saunders. Hall in the corner, Catchings. Return to Dallin on the Marriott Center logo. 30 feet away, right side. Down to a 5-second shot clock. Dallin has Omir on the switch. He'll dive low on a reverse layup. Good!
Beautiful.
Around Omir! And the score for Dallin Hall puts BYU up a dozen. 36-24. Get right to the rim. And a little reverse lay-in for Richie Saunders as he makes it a 9, making an 8-point lead for BYU, 38-30. Saunders has 6. Omir's on the bench with those 3 fouls, by the way. Catchings out front. Catchings. Stutter step, step back 3. Again. Wow. They're calling it a 2. For the time being, a long 2. 41-34. BYU by 7. Catchings foot on the line. 45 seconds to go till halftime, but Cannon Catchings is perfect. 4-for-4 from the field, 3-for-3 from 3, 2-for-2 from the stripe, 13 for Cannon. Drive and score the other way off the window. Richie Saunders answers. So, and a steal from Richie off the inbound. 48-40. Yegor, 3-point range, right side. Crossover, step back over Omir. Good! Yegor Demon! 51-40, Cougs up 11, and it may be a timeout for Scott Drew. What a swing! Demon, left wing, Catchings. Catchings, baseline jumper, got it.
Wow.
Cannon Catchings cannot miss tonight. 15 on 5-for-5, 3-for-3 from 3. That was a beautiful mid-range shot, and man, did BYU need that, Mark. It's a 5-point game again, 53-48. Baker lobs into Foose. Foose outside, now mid-alley right. A back down on the single team. Now comes the double. Squeezes up the jump hook. Kind of a two-hand push jump hook, and it goes for Foose. What a big make there. 55-51. The BYU lead is 4. So baseline send in for Dallin Hall. In to Foose in the right block.
Triple
sees
team.
A double, sees a triple. Baker will cycle Cannon. NBA 3, top of the key. Why not? Why not? Cannon Catchings. 4-for-4 from 3. Catchings makes it a 7-point lead. 58-51. The perfect night continues for Cannon Catchings. Cannon fire, top of the key. Straight away, Baker. It's a 1-point game. Baker for 3. Heavy on it. Offensive rebound. Foose back up.
There
with
you
it.
Go, Foose.
And converts on the stick back. Big make for
Foose.
Go. BYU 61, Baylor 58. The Bears got it to a 1-point game. BYU pushes it back to 3. Has Catchings on the arc right side. 8:15 to play here in Provo. Cannon step back to the top of the key. Another make.
A 2.
A That's a 20-footer from Cannon Catchings. He's had two long shots that were close to being threes. That's a long two. Catchings has 20, one off a career high. And BYU stays in front by three, 63-60. Yegor rocks the dribble on Edgecombe. Passes to Nell, left wing, back to Yegor out front. A one-hand whip in the corner to Catchings. Drive, reverse lay-in, and score and one! Outstanding! The perfect night continues for Cannon Catchings. 8 for 8 from the field. Career-high 22 points. And a chance to complete a three-point play. The drive, the hang, and the hit. A good contest by the Cougs, and Trevin Nell on the rebound. Yegor down the floor. Yegor down the barrel. Yegor up and in at the rim. Driving lay-in. Yegor Denman, 70-67. The Cougs take the lead of three. Up three are the Cougs. Spoos hands off to Richie. Top of the key.
Go,
gets past
O'Jawana.
He cuffs it. Squeezes it up. Misses it. Offensive rebound up and scores it. It rolls around. It drops down. And one. Wow. Robert Wright III with his third foul. Richie Saunders misses at the rim, gets his own rebound, squeezes it up in traffic, takes a hit, and scores it as it rolled around and around and finally down. And BYU 72, Baylor 67. Yegor rocks it. Yegor drives it, takes a hit. Corner, Mag 3. Got it! Mag! He's caught up with Edgecombe as he's coming back up the floor. Inadvertent contact. No call, but what a make from Mag. Magnificent. 76-70, BYU by 6. And that was right in front of Conor McGregor. Will it be a knockout punch for BYU? Gets it forward to Demin. Demin on the arc left side. Demin's going to cuff it down the lane. Hang and hit. Bank it and score it. Yegor in the paint. And the Cougs are up 6 again, 78-72. Mark, BYU needs a stop right here, right now.
I love angry, aggressive Yegor.
The ball yet to be inbounded. Now it's Yegor with three and with two. With one, the shot will not get off from Hall. And he made it. And he made it late. Overtime, Cabe Akeda wins the opening tap.
Hey, assist to Akeda.
All the way to Trevin Nell, who lays it up and in. That's a rare basket off the tap. Dallin Hall, top of the key, three.
Oh,
good.
There you go.
Dallin Hall hit a three after the horn to end regulation that did not count. That most certainly does. 83-81. Saunders gets right to the rim. Driving lane with the left hand. Scoop and score. BYU back up four. Skip pass right corner to Saunders. Saunders float game. Got it! Base right, Richie Saunders! 6-point lead, 87-81. 10-second shot clock. 1:10 on the game. Yegor rocks it on Omir. Oh, what was that?
He
drew the three-shot foul! Yegor got Omir in the air. Scott Drew is calling for the travel. Omir fouled out of the game on that play, right? He's done.
Yeah, that's the bailout of all bailouts, but he did have his hand on Yegor as he shot it on his belly.
Omir is done. 91-89. BYU a lead of two. Dawson will shoot two. Dawson Baker is a 74% free throw shooter, 14 for 19 on the year. Dawson toes the line. Got it. Three-point game. Dawson Baker, free throw maker, a second to all but seal the deal for BYU. Yes! Two for two! BYU by four. Demin on the sideline. Just get it in and you win. Demin to send in.
And if you
in the BYU backcourt, near side boundary. Demin slaps it into Dallin Hall. Dallin not yet fouled. Three, two, one. That's going to do it. No foul. And the game is over. And BYU wins it. And the Cougs get their first overtime win of the year. The Cougs get their first quad one win of the year. Cannon Catchings on a perfect night scores a career high 23 for BYU in the win. The heroics of Robert Wright and BJ Edgecombe go for naught on this night.